This is Dogs here on the microphone, starting off TMHS Live for you.
Whoa, whoa. All right, stop. Look, you didn't even let me fade it out properly.
Because you're too busy sipping your Dr. Pepper over there, bitch.
This doesn't give you the right to shout such things. 30 seconds. At no point in the show should you be shouting such things. But definitely.
What are you talking about,
definitely,
dude?
Not in the first 30 seconds.
I clearly ended that with an A because I drew it out forever.
I don't care. I don't think you
forever,
have.
Forever, ever, forever, never.
All right. Well, anyways, welcome to TMHS Live. It is September 14th, 2016, and we're here starting.
Just in case you need to know the date, at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Man, in case they ever do hear this again.
They won't.
I know. They probably won't hear this one. Or if you're not live, you probably won't hear this one or any of the episodes until
maybe
October.
Maybe the last six ones.
Until
and
October.
Who knows if you'll even hear those. Cause
you probably won't hear those.
I mean,
no, you will hear the October ones. Damn it. No,
we get on our yearly period in October.
Listen,
and things go bad.
This is not going to happen this year. This year, the episodes are going to go up in October. It's going to be horror goodness. All right? It's going to be good. It's going to be a good October. I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones. I know it's going to be good.
This year.
That might have ruined it for me. That might completely kill any love I had for October right there.
Oh, so
it's
sad.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good, and I'm excited, and we're gonna.
I'm so excited.
We're going to blow it up. Listeners, we've got to blow it up in October. We need to
tell your
the
friends.
Word.
Tell your friends.
All right, just take what Dark said and pretend he didn't say it the way he did. So please go do that. And we need iTunes reviews. You need to, let's blow it up. Let's blow it up.
Do something special for
let's
us.
You can do it right now. Just, please don't say that.
You can do it right now while you're listening to this show.
This is why listeners don't
actually,
want
no,
to
don't,
interact.
Don't ever leave because an iTunes you. Review while you're listening to the show. That's a bad idea.
What?
Especially if I'm talking.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, no, it's cool. You put the disclaimer on the end. I don't need to say anything. You covered all the bases. That's great. Thank you. All right, so I promise you, don't worry, listeners at home, you are not going to be stuck with just me and Dr. Dark tonight. There will be others. There's just no one here yet. But I know they're getting a little tense, like, ooh, this is...
They're running a tod late.
Ooh, this is getting rough. And it won't.
You know what's funny is Mark wanted to start 15 minutes ago, but he's not even here now.
I do recall him proposing that we start the
He proposed?
Show. He proposed.
And we did not accept.
He wanted to do it 15 minutes. He wanted to start the show 15 minutes early. And I think he said he wanted to do it to fuck with the listeners. Is that what he said? Fuck
yeah.
with the listeners.
I mean,
that's what he said.
Unless we...
I don't know. Maybe I misread it. Maybe
why would they have any thought that we would be on 15 minutes early to even start listening?
We're barely on in the first 5 minutes. And most of you would probably thank us if we weren't on for these first 5 minutes because it's... It's rough. We don't even know. We don't have anything to talk about. See, that's the problem with these shows until we get to October.
We do have plenty of
shit
to talk about.
We have a great second hour. We do. We have a good movie that Duncan lined up for the mystery month.
Maybe an okay movie.
All right, well, let's not talk about it right now. Let's not shoot the load for the second hour and the first hour. All right, we don't want to do that. All right, we don't have anything planned for the first hour, so let's not bleed that over to the second hour.
I'll be ready to go again by the second hour.
Kind of like we did last week. Bad idea to broadcast the draft. The NFL football.
That's a great
draft.
Idea.
It was a horrible idea. Luckily, no one's going to have to hear that. Right? But
all my heavy sighs because I was so bored in between
turns. It's because
turns.
You were drunk off your penis coladas and
I was drunk off
things.
Of your cucumber vodka.
Why would you? Do you understand what you just said? That sounds don't do that. Don't ever do that again.
What?
You're just. It's not okay when you're loose. And there's not other hosts to kind of wrangle the gorilla. You just run wild in the cage, and you just do what you want. If others were
I'm
to have been here,
I'm gonna throw my poop and jerk it, motherfuckers.
Listen, if others would have been here, you would have never pulled that stunt in the first 30 seconds. You would have never blasted off with that
yes,
right
I
off.
Would
no,
have.
No, no, you wouldn't have.
Yeah,
no,
would.
No way.
I'm gonna
Maybe
do it
later
as soon
on.
As they join.
That's fine. That's what we
hey,
expect.
What's up, my?
Don't do that.
Friend?
You don't make everyone
What's
feel
up,
uncomfortable.
My friend?
Don't do that just because you make me feel uncomfortable. Don't make the other hosts feel uncomfortable as well.
I mean, none of them should feel as uncomfortable as you do sitting like a foot from me.
Quit reminding me. Remind me. Listen, I don't want
Close
to.
Close your eyes and pretend
to,
I'm not here.
I don't want everyone to get all in this down Eeyore mood. Stop doing this, all right? We need to be pepping up. It needs to
Speaking
rev.
Speaking of Eeyore, why don't you check
up.
Skype?
Yeah, Mark's not here yet. All right, as we rev up towards October, right? We don't want to go in on a down note, right? We need to go in. riding it high, right? Right? You agree? Does anyone agree?
I'm not riding anything in October.
I know Mel Horner's out there. He just can't join us. It's back to school night. We got Russell C. checking in. Girl Graves. Claudia's listening. We've got some listeners in. What's... they're not... Russell C. says he told all of his friends about the show. Unfortunately, they're not his friends anymore. We take no responsibility for that, Russell. We're your friends, though.
I take full responsibility
for that. Girl Graves is your friend. Everyone's your friend here.
I take full responsibility for it. Yeah. It's mostly my fault, I'm sure.
I mean, if we have any Jewish people here, they probably look down on some people like Russell C. I don't know. I don't know how it goes. All right, Duncan's here. Good. Let's get him on board, shall we? Shall we get him on board?
On board what? Are we flying an airplane or driving a train tonight?
I mean, how is it that you can make silly comments, but it's not okay when I make the silly comments? How's that? I don't get that. It's all right. Hey, Duncan.
Hello.
What's up, my... Ooh,
friend?
He already pulled that in the first... pulled it in the first 30 seconds, dude, because no one else was here, and I knew he was going to do stuff like that. And he did it.
Sorry, I was late. I was, our company closed out a big contract deal thing, so we were celebrating, which meant that I couldn't drink anything because I'm off alcohol at the moment. And
still?
There was lots of really tasty Thai food all around, and I couldn't really eat much of it because I'm on a diet. So I was a big pussy, a heaping vagina, big weeping soppy vagina.
Hey, well, don't worry, I'm not drinking either, man. I'm not drinking tonight.
It sounds like Dark's drank enough for both of us. I'm only joking.
Not really. I've only had one tall boy Miller Light and a half.
Well, you had to say tall
What's
boy.
A tall boy?
I know. You had to say that because boy's in the name.
Instead of a normal size beer, it's like a pint.
It's a tall can. Just say a tall can. You say tall boy.
Tall cans in the air. Let me hear a fuck you.
So, like, this is not a boasting thing or anything like that, so I'm not bragging or that. In Scotland, those tall cans are just the standard cans for beer. You don't get small cans.
Put your can back over here. I'm going to show the difference in the size between a normal can and my beer can. I'm just going to show Duncan. I'm sure, I don't know if everyone else knows what I'm talking about or not, but.
Nobody cares what you're talking about right now, all right? Duncan will look at the picture, but he doesn't care what you're talking about right now. Don't worry.
I'm so glad to be here, though. I was panicking. I was maybe breaking the speed limit coming home.
Well, you didn't need to rush because, you know, the second hour with the movies where it's at, we have nothing for the first hour. We were just talking about this.
We always have quality entertainment in the first hour. We
were just discussing the fact that Mark, who is not present at the moment.
Wanted to start 15 minutes early. Why is he not here?
See, look how these brains link up. Like girls at work with their periods, we just Wi-Fi sync, man. We are all thinking the same goddamn thing. It's great.
Where is he? Is he not here?
No, he's not here, and he's the one shouting about 15 minutes early. And look, where's he at? Nowhere. Marcus Ballas, where the hell are you? Not showing up for the show. That's where he's at. And Undead might be joining us in the second hour. That's
where
cool.
It's at.
Those cans are the standard size in the UK.
Yeah, that's a big boy or a tall boy or whatever here Dr. Dark calls
tall
it.
Cans.
Although we don't get that particular beer here.
You don't get Miller Lite?
No, we get Miller, but not Miller Lite.
Are you kidding? I don't know how you have Devil's Backbone, but you don't have Miller Lite.
Because the UK is a fucking weird place.
Well, no, because Devil's Backbone has recently been bought by Anheuser-Busch InBev, so I'm sure they'll be all over the place.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dave Bates, I like the what up my nitta. It's a classy old broad right
so
there.
So what epic intro did I miss that Smoke About just
no,
himself? But...
No, Duncan.
Just play it again. We'll pretend. We'll fake start the show all over again.
Oh good.
I wanna hear it.
We might be able to do this right if we do it again. Alright, hold on. Hold on, I'm gonna do
exactly what I did last time. Dude, you need to go right here.
I know. I'm getting everything ready to go, you know.
No. Yep. Don't do that. Play what we played before.
I'm going to. I'm just trying to line up here where I need to be. Okay, see? Just back off, man. Let me work my magic. You don't know what's going on over here, right?
I don't think I'm the only one.
Yeah. Oh, aren't you a funny man throwing out zingers left and right?
No, you don't need that. We need the next tab over.
Bitch-ass motherfucker. Fucking tab you right in your fucking face.
Why don't you
face.
Back it up to the beginning of the song?
You shut the fuck up. Here we go.
It'd be much better if I use the computer.
3, 2, 1. Shut up. Dude, you only know how to fly through a computer because you have to have 18 porn sites open at once because you can't decide if you want a midget, a dude, a horse, a pig, a grandma, an Asian, a black. You don't know. Here we go.
The game. Playing to survive.
What's the point
What's
of doing
up,
this?
What's up, my niggas?
He totally freezes up. Like, you heard, I mean, Duncan, he knows his beat.
You heard where the beat drops.
Where the beat drops and he freezes. Watch, he just freezes. He got it right the first time. Watch it.
Any way they can.
Hold on, where's the drop?
This is up, motherfuckers. This is dark on the mic.
You know, you doing that made me remember that Limp Bizkit and Korn's going
on
tour.
Try me.
Yeah, they're coming on tour to the UK, and I'm going to see them in December.
Are you
There's
no
me? Way I'm passing that. Do you know where you are? Can't wait.
Oh, man. You need to record live there. I have to see
I'm live streaming the whole fucking thing.
I have to see this event, just like I have to see the gathering of the Juggalos. I don't want to be there, my God, but I want to see someone take video from there.
Where did they move that this year? They moved it away from Michigan.
I think they moved it to the cave where they filmed The Descent.
Didn't they move it like to Denver or something?
I don't fucking know. Who the fuck knows where they moved it? Who cares? Who gives a shit?
Mark's computer has super AIDS, apparently.
Mark, your computer's always the goddamn issue. What?
I wonder how
years,
it got infected.
18? Did he really say that? Or did
no,
you?
I'm okay. saying that. No.
I was about to say, if Mark just said that, I can tell you exactly how it got infected.
The same way my keyboard stopped working on the on my laptop.
The same reason that half your carpet is crispy carpet.
crispy carpet.
Ugh, that sounds like sounds like vagina with like
it's like reverse cereal
donut glaze.
It's
on
like
it.
Reverse cereal. I pour the milk on it and it gets crispy instead of soggy.
Oh God! Good God Almighty!
Girl Grave says computer gets infected from free porn always. Oh,
porn
geez.
Alert! Porn alert! Porn alert! Porn alert!
Is that what sets off in your house when you go to the closet so your wife can stop you? Like, what is that you just performed for us? I don't know what that was.
What? I don't know, but it would make one hell of a like surprise text tone on someone's phone. Their phone just starts yelling.
I've just posted something to the page. Not in the group chat, though, unfortunately, to the page. It's a couple of rather attractive young ladies eating the world's hottest pepper.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The Carolina Reaper?
Yeah, you've got to play this.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
This chick. Where?
Oh, my God. That bitch had an asthma attack, and her mom was all pissed off at him.
Oh, yeah. Man. It's great. Play it. It's the best. Let's see. Where are these chicks?
They got nice tits, though.
They do. They've got...
These are the world's hottest pepper.
She's got, like, the Madonna toothache on. Uh-oh. Big titties is losing it quickly.
Oh, like, right in there. Like, that's not a clever move.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, water doesn't video. Help. Water's the worst thing to do.
Oh, this is great.
Look at him jiggle.
Oh my, yes. Oh, yes.
It's still burning?
More water.
She's just sitting here drooling.
It's the dark-haired chick that loses
shit.
It.
Lay back.
Are you okay?
No.
She's having an asthma attack, but she can't even use her inhaler because... Yeah,
holy hell.
She's hyperventilating so bad.
I'm going to put her on the app.
They're like, oh, my motherfucking God, we did kill this bitch.
Look at her mom's fat ass.
This is not good. This is not fucking good.
It's not fucking good, okay?
You feeling any better?
Filming.
Look at her. She's on oxygen.
Oh, wait. Why did it stop? There's so much more to the
there
video.
There is so much more to it. The blonde throws up, and then she comes back to do a...
And then they come back and follow up. Oh,
yeah, they come
know.
Back and do the Jerry Springer ending.
Oh, damn it. Oh, that's awesome, though. That's a great video.
Like, bitch, if you have oxygen tanks and shit at your house just on the ready, you probably should know better than eating this fucking pepper.
And today we're going to be eating the Carolina Reaper pepper.
We don't need to hear it again. I'm just going to put it on repeat.
I just want to look at her titties.
For show purposes, it's just going to run in the background on repeat.
Anyone excited that American Horror Story starts tonight?
Tonight. You know what? It's a great night because it's not only that, but it's South Park as well. So
I know, South Park. What season is it now? Is it like season 15
season
or
69? It looks awesome. The Colin Kaepernick national anthem is great. The commercial was great. I liked it. Liked it a lot. It's good. Wow, these chicks are. Oh, now you're shivering again. Okay. Repeat. I don't need to see you in your breathing mask and shit, you dramatic bitch. Come on. It ain't that fucking
This
bad.
Is not fucking good.
It's not fucking good. You know what? Mark not being here. It's not fucking good. Where the fuck, Mark? Come on, you've always...
This is not good. This is not fucking good.
Is Smoke ever going to return?
No, I told you he's not going to be back until after the holidays.
What holidays are we talking about? I mean, we're coming up on Halloween.
Xmas.
So, like, are we really starting now?
Yes, fourth quarter shipping will be starting soon. It starts earlier and earlier every year.
I think he's a fucking liar. I think he's an absolute bitch.
I mean, we know he's a liar, but...
I mean, I think I'm...
Among other things, but...
Yeah, his name's not Smoke.
Yeah, his name is Smanocchio. He's a lying bastard.
I thought Mark had his computer fixed. Where is he?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I think it's, you know, Mark, you know, is like, hey, I didn't watch the movie tonight. Oops, my computer broke.
I want to start 15 minutes early.
Yeah.
Maybe he should have started booting his computer up 15 minutes early so that he could have been on the show on time.
How about he just doesn't unboot it after the show? I'll be Fox taking days off in October. Oh, you better.
You better, you bitch.
And it better be the 5th, the whatever, the no. The
You'll be
7th,
taking days
5th.
Off after our fantastic it horror
be
return in October.
Wednesdays.
Really?
I think it's in October, though, right? In, not after.
Oh, good, yeah. And, sorry.
You scared me, don't I? Was like, God damn, did I read that wrong? Shit, after. What's
he's
the point
gonna
of
be
coming
mostly,
back after
he's
October?
He's
going
to be taking days off, but they're going to be Thursdays. So... It's not going to make a shit for
well,
the
Well, that's
show
still
going
to
anyway.
Work for the show because, you know, he'll get on here for the... tell him to add me. Tell him who's him. Gozer the Gozerian?
Yeah,
the hell are we telling?
Tell him to, we're all in the same group chat?
Tell him. All right, let's find him. Please, forces that be, add Mark to
You're
our
doing
call.
You're wrong. Press the plus button down there.
I'm going to plus right in your freaking forehead. I'm just going to plus all over it, you son of a bitch. I fucking hate you. All right, let's bring Mark in here. He's gonna be really upset about this computer situation. He might even tron out. So guys, be sensitive.
Drama.
Sensitive. Be a dick. What's up, buddy? How's it going? Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hello.
Wow.
Where are you?
Come down the hall toward the computer.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, now we can. At first, it was like that Twilight Zone episode where that little girl gets lost in the wall, you know, the dimension in the wall. I'm like, Mark, where are you? And you're just like, I'm here, Mommy. And you're just everywhere. It's really weird.
Hey, Stranger Things, flash the fucking Christmas lights. We need to know what's going on.
Whoop, whoop. It says Mark is in Skype hell.
Stupid.
Skype purgatory.
Dark's like, I've watched one thing horror, and I swear to
it's
God,
not
I'm going to
reference really
it.
Horror.
I mean, it's scary. That would scare me if I went to some alternate upside down world. It's scary. It's horror.
I'm in the upside down. Why are our fucking headphones messing up? It's because you're twiddling something over there.
I am over the moon that a certain sexual health clinic helpline is reopening for 1 month only. On TMHS Live.
Oh, yes, Dr. Dark.
Flatline with Dr. Dark. Call us and give me your deepest, darkest sexual problems, and I will
I
make
may
fun
have
of you
to
and
call
make
in.
It worse.
I've recently developed a weird sexual tick, and I may need Dr. Dark's advice.
I think Mark might need
tick,
Dr.
Tick,
Dark's
boom,
advice
boom, motherfucker.
Well. Mark, are you gonna seek out the doctor's sage-like advice for a month?
Call me. I help you with your
right.
Sexy.
Here's a question for you, right? If like, right, here's a question. I was like on the way back. I had like the worst journey back from this night out.
If you have a boner?
If you have a colleague that you work with who is a homosexual, right?
Man
and
or
he
woman?
Has traveled
oh, he. Okay.
out with your country to go somewhere else, and he spends the night in a hotel room with another former colleague who is also a homosexual in the same room, do they fuck?
No, if, I mean
they're fucking, aren't they? Come on, dark.
Not necessarily. Just
dark.
Just because they're gay doesn't mean they like each other. I mean,
dark. There's a whole lot of fucking going on there.
Hey,
there's some ass blasting, fucking hard, sweaty, listen, ball sack slapping off the chain.
Ouch, sounds painful.
Sexy action happening there. There's a whole lot of gay fucking in there.
So, which side of the bed did you sleep on?
Oh my god.
Very, very nice, Dr. Dark.
Kidding.
Touché.
The battle has begun.
He's just jealous. I want to see it. I want to see it.
He is
so
jealous.
I have a serious question.
Oh, like we believe that.
Really.
Yeah, let's see if you
have the doctor has
mind.
A question.
Well, in all seriousness, there's fucking going on, isn't there?
The doctor has a question. It's related to, you know, I need to prepare for October and to be ready to, you know, help our listeners. So, I mean, this is a serious question. I need some advice. So,
this is serious.
If a queer writes you a letter, would you write him back or tear it up?
What does the letter say?
Yeah.
And why is he writing letters? It's 2016. Why is he not sending me an email?
Yeah, you should have said like a text or something, Dr. Dark. You're so
I mean, clearly
fashioned.
You're going to tear it up if he sends you a text because you don't tear up an email. So there's the double entendre of tearing up the letter and tearing up the asshole.
That's, okay. That's all right.
If
so,
you answer, you're gonna tear it up. It's like, oh, you gonna tear it up?
I hear what you're saying. I don't think it was very well thought out, though.
Yeah.
I give you a fail for that.
It's just it's a 1980s joke. I mean, give me a break.
It's a horrible. It's a 1980s
joke.
So he watched it. The Stranger Things has really affected Doc. You know, thinks he's
he thinks it's 1980 fucking six or whatever.
Just like that. That Italian grill joke that I stole from the movie The Heavenly Kid.
Oh, tell us that again. I love it.
I stole that from the movie The Heavenly Kid from like 1985.
Tell the Italian.
Why don't Italians have barbecues?
Why, Dark?
Because the spaghetti will fall through the grill.
It gets worse every time.
It's just
Mamma Mia.
Danny, what's the sound of an Italian helicopter?
Wop, 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 wop. If you need Dr. Dark's flatline, you need to call. His number is 1-802-455-TMHS.
802-455-TMHS. Call up for Dr. Dark's flatline or anything else you want to talk to us about.
Yeah, yeah. I think you need to, listeners out there, we need to get these in. Yeah, I want to see this segment return.
Get
back.
It in. It's, get them in.
So badly.
Come on, get them
so
in.
So badly.
Get them in. I need you to get them in.
We just make up a medical ailment. We hope that none of you actually have any of these horrible ailments. Just make one up. Let Dr.
I'm unlike Danny. I hope you do.
Yeah. I kind of hope that someone. Well, we did have the guy that talked about gauging his penis hole with those giant gauges.
That was actually real.
That's what me and Duncan are. Oh my god, he's only paying attention when his mouth is going. I mean, he's like, "What? What are you guys talking about?" That's exactly what we're saying, Dr. Dark.
Dude, I know. I brought this up last week about how our friend Aaron from Backwoods Horror gauged his penis hole. I think that's actually called sounding when you stick things in there.
You guys bring this up all the fucking time.
Because it's weird.
Why does it make you so uncomfortable that we bring it up?
I've listened to a couple back episodes while I've been out driving tonight. I think you talk about it on like at least every other one. Good old Aaron. I wonder what he's up to these days.
I don't even know who that kid is.
Besides gauging his fucking his cock.
I don't know. I think you just wanted to say gauging cock in the same sentence together, Mark. Think you need
he's probably
to gauge
sticking
your
cock. Like a
hey,
fucking
what are,
Coke
hey,
can
hey,
in
what
there
are those
by
people
now.
That actually have to gauge their cock? Like the people that like their shit closes
they have
up.
To?
Yeah, like
they
they're
might die.
No. Yeah, well,
you mean people who've had like their bladder removed and they have to put a catheter in?
No. Ooh. That's not what I mean at all. I mean when it like your shit closes back up. There's people that have this sickness or not sickness. Hold on.
Oh, it's a real thing.
Reverse. Hold on. Let me reverse. It's this.
They're down with the sickness. And when they stick it in, they go. Oh, what?
But they might. Now that part. That part all might be true, just not the beginning. But that later ah wah 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 part shit is probably true. No, it's their shit closes up, and it won't stay open like ours all do. So every once in a while,
mine's not
they
open
have to
all
to,
the time. Listen, it's only open when I pee or nut.
Someone will know the answer to this. God. So they actually have to go to the doctor and get this like steel rod shoved down in there to open it back up, and it lasts for about every three
or four
months.
See, when I posed the question about two gay guys sharing a hotel room, I did not think through where the conversation might go. I didn't think through. I did not think about pee hole gauging.
I don't know why. I will accept full
responsibility. I will, like a samurai who has dishonored his clan, fall upon my sword. Sorry, listeners.
I don't think there's a lot of falling on swords.
I don't think
here.
You should talk
Dark
about
Dark wants us to fall on other things.
I don't think you should talk about falling on the sword. Ricky, after the gay guys.
Ricky Morgan says 1 point for Dr. Dark. I do not know what you're giving him a point for, Ricky. That is not cool. Yeah.
Ricky should actually send us in a little message, a little question.
If you have a problem, I can help you. Send your message in to Dr. Dark's flatline at 1-806-455-TMHS.
Are you sure that's right?
1-806-455-TMHS. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's right.
What's the email in case they want to send it anonymously? I think we might get a few more that way.
Anonymously?
Oh, because that's more anonymous than a phone
number,
dumbass.
If you don't want
your
fucking name or voice related to this question.
Or your
dude, if you really have that serious of a question, don't fucking
don't
send it to me.
Go to a real doctor, but I mean, also tell us about it because it might be funny.
Oh, sorry, it's not 806. It's 802-455-TMHS.
One more time, just to be clear. Some poor person's going to be checking their voicemails later. They're going to hear, listen here, I got a problem.
Yeah, next week we're going to be like, God damn it, nobody fucking called us.
There was this chick that called one time and made up all these different voices to call Dr. Dark with all these different ailments. And that's the chick that when we started doing the show again, we were going through the voicemails and all had all these people. So that's the night that Mark made the prank phone calls. We started calling random listeners that listener up. And they're like, yeah, what's going on? And we like interrupted them and their husband on the couch or some shit. It's like, what's up?
I don't think you actually interrupted, like girl interrupted.
You know that movie is not about what you think it's about, right? You know it has nothing to do with what you're hinting.
The version I saw was all about it.
Okay, that is not the version I saw at all. You are fucking crazy, man.
She's like, God damn it, I'm trying to use my dildo.
Yeah, there's been so many disappointing titles. I remember how disappointed I was when I watched Deep Impact.
I could stay awake.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Dark thought.
Target.
Hear you breathing.
Dr. Dark's is a few good men. He was all about that shit.
You can't handle the truth.
Walter Brimley on a horse? That is neither hard nor a target.
You were hard.
Oh, yeah. Walter Brimley on a horse.
It's a hard ticket to the target.
Uncle Duvey is his name. Oh, hello, Jean-Claude Van Damme. I'm your Uncle Duvet. Oh, you're Wilford Brimley. God damn it. You got diabetes.
Diabetes. We shouldn't have made that joke. We forgot Dark's got diabetes.
Yeah, I do have the diabetes.
I know. You've already told us this on the show. We already bummed us out once.
I shouldn't have said it.
So all that time you fucking teased me about spilling my sugar, it was spilling right out into my fucking, bloodstream. And you didn't even know.
Are true.
That's awesome as shit. Ricky does have an early question for you, Dark, outside of the October month. He wants to know, just a little mini question here, if he's banging this chick, does he take her to Burger King before or after?
Ooh, good question.
Dude, definitely after. If you're going to feed her greasy fast food, she might fart. So you definitely want that
after. If you're going to be a doctor, you can't be all biased one way. What if Ricky likes a little bit of shit action? I mean, wouldn't he want to take her first?
Then that's the deciding factor. If you want her to fart and stink and shit on you, then go to Burger King first.
And what should they order if they want that result?
A double Whopper.
Double Whoppers will make you shit like that?
Absolutely.
Maybe something's wrong with your system because I don't think I've ever had that problem from eating a double Whopper, man. What the fuck?
I don't know. Order a fucking fish sandwich.
Oh, I think that's a really bad advice.
Have some fish farts and another
dude,
side
if
of
this
fish.
Is your setup to get more people to call you in
no
October, it
us.
Is not going to work out, man. You
it's
are
not
giving
October
horrible
yet.
Advice.
I'm not in the mood.
You're giving horrible advice.
It's
right
not
now.
Horrible advice. It's true. I mean, if you want the shit, go first. If you don't want the shit, come later. What the fuck is wrong with our headphone cables? I think it's the splitter, honestly.
It's something all the time with Dr. Dark. It's the echo. It's the headphones. Just he can't ever have just an okay night here on the show. Something's
because,
always got to be
it's
going
because
wrong.
My compadre has a nervous tick and sits here and twists all the cables around and shorts everything out. And he's like, ah, it's not working. It's not working. My microphone's not working. My headphones aren't working. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do.
Dude, hold on. Who's got the browser history of fucking up cords? I don't think we all need to be reminded of who doesn't know how to shut things on and off properly when electricity is running through them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I didn't short out the cord. I left it laying out there live.
And then blew the speakers with it.
Left it a dangle.
He left it sitting
left
in the damp grass, the damp summer grass, and then he picks it up and plugs it in, a live wire, into the fucking speaker, and then wants to know why it's going...
No, that wasn't
anything.
The problem at all. I had it laying on the ground, so the... Like, it was an input cable into the board,
The board looked like Dr. Octopus. There's cords coming
That's
out of it.
That's because we
everywhere.
Were running late, and I was trying to set it all up by myself, and I only barely knew what the fuck I was doing. So I had a live cord that was plugged into the board and the amp just sitting there, and it was picking up the natural vibrations of the earth, and it blew my speaker out. It went, boof!
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, sure. Jacob, no, why would you post these pumpkin spice Cheerios? I think we actually have a box of those in the kitchen.
That white girl's excited, bitch.
My wife is a white girl, so that's why we got pumpkin spice Cheerios with oats, whole grain oats.
You can't eat too many of them or you'll end up like the baby that Russell C. posted.
Oh, jeez.
Says, diabetes, I has it.
It looked like somebody was trying to do a landscape photo of that baby or a panoramic shot and kind of screwed up its mouth. I don't know. It's like, I got to get all the way around the cheeks here, Margaret.
It's got Jim Ross mouth. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Somebody call the police. He's going to murder him in the ring.
It's got
crazy.
It's got JR mouth and Frank Beamer neck.
Oh, that's fucked up. How dare you. How dare you, you son of a bitch. All right.
My daddy was the president of the Farm Bureau, and I got Farm Bureau insurance on my burgundy Ford F-150.
Well, you are kind of a dick, dude. An absolute cocksucker you are. You're a son of a bitch. You're a son of a bitch, you know that? All right, so yeah, we're going to bring back Dr. Dark's Flatline, and we're also going to have some great Dunkin' Defends. I think we're going to have some great ones.
Yeah, yeah. 5 weeks of Dunkin' Defends.
Boom!
Back to doing horror. We'll see how the first one goes, yes. And if it goes well, then maybe we will open up to listener suggestions for the rest of the movies. But if you fuck it in the ass... You fucking ass.
What movies?
It's not. I'm not doing it, right? So, Russell C., this is for you. Do not fuck another man in the ass.
Ooh.
Don't fuck him in the ass.
Unless you're both gay and in a hotel room on company business.
Telling you, it happened.
Yeah, he tried
fucking.
To. Didn't he try to argue against you for that? Now he's like promoting it?
He's owning it.
I mean, they might have each brought someone home. They might not like each other at all. They might have just, like, each on their own bed were going out with somebody.
Oh, no. No, not pumpkin spice Tampax.
Well, no, I mean, now, hold on now. Hold on.
And
now.
Pumpkin
this
spice condoms.
I don't know.
No.
Pumpkin spice rubbers.
Why did you say it like you're in a Stephen King film? It's like pumpkin spice rubbers. Ah, we bear the rubbers up there. The ground is sour.
If you buried my rubbers somewhere, the ground would be sour.
Oh, no, Lewis. Lewis, no. Oh, Lewis. He's got a pumpkin spice rubbers. He's gone on the road.
I'm going to bury mine in the pet cemetery and watch him come back.
You'll see Gage will slice your little fucking ankle. You'll fall down. He'll take a nasty cum-covered condom and drag it across your mouth and neck. And you're like, oh!
There's going to be all these little, like, zombie sperm floating around coming across the road toward the house.
Okay, you just turned this into, like, a Ren and Stimpy cartoon. I don't think that actually happened in the movie. Right, we were trying to stay pretty close to what actually happened in the movie, you know, slicing
things
the throat.
Things came back to life from the pet cemetery and came across the road to the house. The you know, my dead sperm are going to do that out of the rubber.
Yeah, but you talked about them in a very animated sort of way where they're going to be wisping and floating through the air coming at the house.
They're going to be crawling across the road, like, dude, gnashing their teeth and shit.
And who is going to see them? Who's going to see them without microscopes everywhere?
Oh, no. You know what's going to happen?
That's the problem.
Danny's
you don't even
be,
know
like,
what's attacking
in the middle
you.
Of the night, Danny's going to get up and he's going to go at the top.
In the middle That's... of the night,
and he's
I go
be
walking
in
my
he's
sleep.
He's walking in the hall in his house.
Down the hall
down,
in my
two
house.
Two of them are just going to be at the ring going, hello, Danny.
There's a sperm in my hall.
With Dr. Dark Spermies forever and ever and ever.
If I see him with his spermies, I'll hear that. It'll be like Salem's Lot. We hear the creak on the window, and I'll wake up and rub my little sleepy eyes and look out the window, and Dark will be sitting there with jizz on his hand and his cock in his other hand. It's just scraping it down my glass. I'll fucking open that window and spray him with the goddamn water hose. I'll be getting that jizz
Why
all over
the water
my
hose
window.
In the house, yo.
For instances where you float up like a vampire and wipe jizz on my window, man. It happens all the time. I have to be prepared. Shit's gross.
Dark is a vampire.
Dark just got super
and
horny.
I got jizz on my hey.
It's like Bauhaus doing Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, God, it is. I wish they would
Here,
cover
let me put
Smashing
a techno
Pumpkins
beat behind it for you.
But they wouldn't have done a techno beat, though, dude.
I mean, he wouldn't listen to it otherwise.
Wait,
he doesn't know what Bauhaus is.
No. Now he's attacking Mark. He's attacking Mark. I love it. He's like, come on, Mark, get along. We got to jab at each other. As soon as Mark takes a jab, he's like, oh, really? Boom, he tries to uppercut him right away.
I'm just kidding.
He's like, here, I'm going to attack a dead relative. I mean, he just goes right below the belt.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. It's a,
pumpkin spice Bud Light.
No, that's
pumpkin spice vodka?
Oh, well, Dark already probably owns that. Why is there, like, a cinnamon stick in the picture? It looks like potpourri and pumpkins.
It's burnt.
Oh, it's the spice. That's right.
That's bottom shelf vodka. Blah.
what is that how you pronounce it?
Blah.
What is that?
That's what you do after you take a shot of it. Blah.
Oh, God. Dr. Dark.
What?
You can't be spilling with so much sugar, buddy. It's still in there somewhere.
So the sound that Dr. Dark makes when he's caught masturbating in public.
Oh, don't you remember he makes those weird, fancy little Looney Tunes noises? He's like, whoop, 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 whoop.
Unless you're in Italy. Did you hear about that? The Italian courts.
Yes, public masturbation is not illegal.
Yeah, as long as it's not done in the vicinity of kids.
Oh, great. Now, Paris is covered with poodle shit. Now, they're going to be covered with jism everywhere. It's disgusting.
Yep. Italy's already covered in jism.
Girl Grave says, the tasty way to get your Red Wings. Oh, man, we all know Duncan's got the best Red Wings.
What
story
the,
in the world?
The pumpkin spice tampons?
Yeah.
I don't know how pumpkin spice
tampons?
What was I trying to say?
Tampons.
Tampons. No. No. I don't know how pumpkin spice copper would taste.
Oh man, you struggled that long? Why?
I couldn't think of the metal. I was like,
Jesus.
At that point, you should have just said period blood. Why the hell would you sit there and struggle on copper for so
long? Pumpkin spice minstrel blood.
Doesn't sound too entirely bad. you know, maybe. Depends. If it's a fancy restaurant, totally. That sounds good.
Fancy. Is that what happens in Fancy's restaurant?
Oh,
why would
I'll
you do
make
that,
a tea
Mark?
Out of it. I'll steep it and I'll dip it. Are you a tea.
Is he reciting Rumpelstiltskin? What are you doing over there doing? You're like,
the devil made you do it. The devil made you do it.
He's like, say my name. Spindle's the game. Fucking crazy over there, dude.
Spin the straw into gold.
I need my gold pubes, please. I'll take your baby.
Spin my butt hairs into gold.
Oh, gross. What the fuck?
Oh, Smoke. Smoke has just posted the perfect way to catch white chicks using a bit of pumpkin spice chloroform.
Uh-oh. See, now he
would
takes
know.
It a little
He would
too,
know.
He
if anybody would know,
far.
He would know.
He always has to take it a little
pumpkin
too far.
Pumpkin spice kahula. What?
Oh, my
Cooler.
Oh, rest in peace, white girls. Russell C. Four Loko pumpkin spice. Oh my God.
That would be something Smoke would use too.
So much pumpkin spice, so little time.
The pumpkin spice girls. Now look, one or two of those, they need to go back to their original faces. The other ones, I would rather fuck them with a pumpkin face. So let's do it.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want, Danny.
What do you want? What do you really, really want?
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
What do you want? What do you really, really want?
I wanna.
You wanna?
I wanna.
You wanna?
I wanna.
Zigga, 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 zah! Whatever the fuck it is.
Why does he keep asking you, do you wanna?
Oh my God, he does. Look, this guy. This guy right here.
I know what the fucking Spice Girls are. I
hope
you're
partnering
up
when you said that. Look, this guy right here, ladies and gentlemen. This guy right here. This motherfucker right here. This guy.
Hey,
here.
Duncan, you wanna? Hey, Duncan, you wanna?
Irish Spring. Whoa, what is that? Irish Spring pumpkin spice. I love that new Irish Spring commercial where they're tossing rocks and they're like, this is a game over here in Ireland. And they've got the fiery, stereotypical redhead girl and she's like smacking his ass and like, you better have a good game out there. It's fucking crazy, man.
What the fuck are you?
That's how they sell Irish Spring over here. They have these weird commercials like, you know, trying to teach us these exaggerated versions of things that go on in Ireland. Like, you know, dancing with pan flutes going after like, you know, magical treasures at the end of rainbows. And
that's exactly what it's like in Ireland. I mean,
that's what I figured it was. I mean, I learned everything about Ireland from Irish Spring commercials. I bet it smells fucking wonderful over there.
Everything you need to learn about Ireland is in the movie Leprechaun.
Ooh. I learned that Jennifer Aniston was something to napkin to. Oh, my God.
I love the Leprechaun movies.
Of course you do. You like the one
where... Leprechaun.
Dark likes
Don't
the one
steal
one.
Me pot of gold, Dark. Don't steal me pot of gold. You blame me Lucky Charms.
It reminds Dark of the growth on the left side of his testicles. He's like, oh, it kind of looks like that little thing. He loves it. Wasn't he the one that was ranting and raving about the WWE guy going to play in the new Leprechaun movie, Hornswoggle or whatever?
That's right,
that movie looks horrible.
is just in bad taste. It's a leprechaun movie, dude. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't want to see it. Yeah.
What's right?
It's growth of my left nut reminds me of the leprechaun. I call it Warwick.
Oh, gross. No. Oh, you're gross. You're gross. All right, so, Dark. Yeah, Dark.
Yeah.
I was trying to think if there's anything else amazing coming for October, but you have killed it with all this weird shit that I don't even know. But I think it's a lot of
there's
cool stuff.
There's a lot of cool stuff coming.
Why don't you get super excited and tell us all about it?
None of it has anything to do with movies, like I said last week. No, I'm kidding. I was really drunk last week and I misrepresented the facts a tad.
No, really?
I'm confused what's happening.
Dark's like, you know...
So we're going
to
have...
Dark tried to say fuck movie reviews last week.
Well, we are not going to do movie reviews.
All right, hold on. Everyone,
that much
let's get
is
ready
true.
And, we got to sit down in the meeting. You go ahead and do this. All right.
So we're not going to do movie reviews.
Wait a second, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting of TMHS Live is now in order. Everyone assembled, everyone seated. And the floor recognizes the Right Honorable Dr. Dark.
So we're not going to talk about movie reviews because we don't really usually do a good job with that. So we're going to pick a topic and we're going to tell you about the topic, and it's going to be an interesting, creepy, horrific, real life horror topic, and we're going to talk about
how
culture items such as movies, television, books, even music, or whatever else there might be in popular culture have been influenced by this particular topic and subject matter.
So wait a minute. So we're going to use movies. We're going
to
use movies
No, listen. Listen, motherfucker.
Listen.
The floor. I do not yield the floor.
All right.
So if I have chosen the topic of.
Well, that answers one question.
My front yard, okay? I'm going to tell you all about grass and how it grows and why people cultivate grass for their lawns. And you're going to tell me about the lawnmower man and Edward Scissorhands, how that these things relate, and how...
He lost me somewhere.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Grass and stuff. What do you mean? You're not saying anything.
And half-baked.
I know, but none of it is making any sense right now. Try again.
I don't want to use the actual topics. I'd cock block them for October. Pretty sure Duncan peed a little just now. I heard it. I heard it dribble out. His wife's gonna knock on the door and be like, "Duncan, something's leaking in the closet." And he's like, "No, I just peed everywhere." When he tried to explain this,
I think I should have pissed and shit myself. That was the funniest fucking. That was the worst meeting ever.
That was the worst.
Amazing. Oh, we should do more of them.
Point of order. I move to adjourn the meeting.
Okay, well, so, but we are going to do movies, but not like movies, right?
No, we're not going to do movies. We're going to do topics and talk about how they relate to real life and popular culture, how they tie together.
Movies. But we'll use movies to talk about the subject.
You might. I'm going to tell you the subject.
Okay, and then we might say like.
Because I'm lazy and I'm not going to watch a bunch of movies.
So, but we could be like such and such movie. This.
But
is...
I did watch this one tonight. Anyway. What?
All right.
We're not going to give the subjects away. You're not going to do subjects like people know what subjects mean. Okay, they can guess that we're going to what types of subjects we might do on a horror podcast. And if they can't, they'll see you in October. So there's your preview. Look,
I told you, listeners, you are not spared the wrath of Dark either. He is just a vicious.
I think some listeners are meant to be fired.
I know he's like throwing it around right now.
The girl Graves, the show is going to stay the same, except I'm going to read you an Aaron Mankey-esque essay every week on a particular topic of my choosing.
Okay.
And right. Everyone else is going to be prepared to tell how
things relate to it. That's perfect. Make that happen. Give us a 5-minute segment with kind of whimsical instrumental music in the background and Dark doing an impression of it.
Oh,
seriously.
Oh. Don't do it.
Squarespace, seriously.
Don't do it.
Like, stamps.com. I hate going to the post office. I don't like being around people. They make me uncomfortable. And especially postal employees. So I use stamps.com, seriously, at 2 o'clock in the morning. Not that the mailman is going to pick it up until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but that's still when I do it. Seriously.
That's so good.
Ooh, Jesus. Gold Graves, you're right. The show is going to stay the same, but you know what? And I know we've said this before.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
But we're serious, and I know we've said we've been serious before, and we really mean it, but this time we super seriously actually really truly do mean it this time. We are going to be
on point, yo. We're going to have our shit together.
Okay,
we're back for a month.
Yeah,
being the Midnight Horror Show,
and we should try. I already said earlier, we got to blow it up. We got the listeners have to blow it up, share it, download it. Hell, you can download and delete the motherfucker. Go leave iTunes reviews. We need to blow up October. Destroy this motherfucker, man.
We need to blow it up.
Seriously, let's party it all fucking month long. Let's destroy this bitch.
I've got a question for Flatline. If Dr. Dark's got a second to answer.
Absolutely.
Dark, sometimes I find myself struggling to get out to the post office. I have some items I need to send. Is there any advice you can give me?
Well, I would recommend that you order some, go online and use the code LORE to get some Bombas socks. And once you get your Bombas socks, you can jack off in them and then put them in a box and use stamps.com to
send them to your enemies.
Mail them to your friends, because who doesn't like some crispy socks from their friends? Bombas socks, stamps.com. Seriously. Squarespace website.
You are
I told everyone I was going to have a TV show.
All night.
I told everyone I was going to have a TV show, but it's probably never going to happen because I haven't mentioned it since. Seriously.
Some will say you're jelly. I know you're just fucking retarded. You're
I don't think they're ready for this jelly.
Seriously. Oh, God, Dr. Dark. Oh, Mark. I never put together Mark's halftime form. Oh, shit. All right, I need to do that while we... Hey, all right, so we talked about it. Does anyone want to... Wait, we still don't know what's American Horror Story, do we? We kind of think we...
Yes, no, it's, the not, it's not officially been announced.
It has not been officially.
What they're saying is that you shouldn't share it when you find out, so those that haven't seen it, i.e.
It's a secret. Don't tell anybody. Don't get on Facebook and give it away
right
away.
Spoiler alert!
All right, so it's going to be, what is it? It's...
Don't tell everybody in the first 5 minutes, Mark. It's not fair. It's not fair to those that DVR it.
Are you picking songs for halftime? Are you taking suggestions?
Yes. Do you have a very wonderfully nice long song? Or we can make two. We have 10 minutes.
If it's available on the YouTubes, I don't know if it is, try and find One Hand Killing by 12 Foot Ninja.
Oh my gosh, I remember those dudes.
Yeah, their new album's fucking amazing. And this song is like the perfect mix of Cuban Latin music, fucking genty metal, and a little bit of kung
now
fu.
I see a 5:23 version. Oh yeah, that's a skip the intro. Yeah, we need to skip the intro and go to the 5:23 version. The 6:49 version must have an intro on it.
One Hand Killing, that's what I do in my Bomba socks, seriously.
Yes.
I wish I had a 12-foot ninja, seriously.
Oh, you're killing me today. That's fucking
lit.
He's so good. He's so good today, honestly.
This shit's great.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is just a precursor of what you will get if you send in your audio messages and questions to Flatling all October.
Yes, we got a game lined up too. We're gonna play a little game. We got all kinds of shit ready to go.
We're gonna be playing games, motherfucker.
We're gonna be playing motherfucking dice on the street for 2020s.
2020.
You motherfucking down for 2020,
What's
Mark?
2020. Isn't that like what a hit of like an ecstasy? Isn't that from Go? Like, need to get some ecstasy pills. 20 for 20.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's my vision. I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking
damn sure ain't mine.
I'm just talking about vision.
Oh no, Russell C. Holy shit!
What did he do? Did he do something very offensive?
Was that a pumpkin carving of a face?
Hitler.
As the Führer.
But luckily, these are all in the events. So those poor millions of people, the 400 people over there in that poor group that have ignored
right
the millions. And millions of the Rocks fans.
All right, look. So we're gonna ditch this motherfucking group for October 2. I'm not kidding. We're fucking bailing ship on this bitch. And I'll give you the link. We're going to join another group. We're leaving this one. Because people can't get notifications now. We've gone crazy. We weren't putting events out there for people to post shit in. And we let it just rape everything. So we fucked up. So we're going to fix it. And the best way to fix it is what we do. We restart and move
just
on.
Start over. Just start reset over. Reset for nothing. Start all over.
We reset, start over. Yeah, that's great.
Genius.
It is genius, isn't it? It's a lot of things. A lot of things that happen, but not around here, that are genius. All right. I do have the song queued up, and it's ready. It might not be long enough for me to smoke a cigarette, but I don't give a shit. We're doing it.
Dude, 5 minutes is plenty of time for you to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, but I have to bum one of yours, and you have those lady cigarettes from, like, My Fair Lady on that long little pipe thing.
Hey, lady!
And it takes me, like, 20 minutes to smoke them. God,
I got one of those Cruella de Vil things.
Why would you stop talking? You just...
I lost my train of thought.
Was at the end of it, you didn't even finish things or anything. You were like, I got that Cruella de Vil thing. it just didn't sound... It sounded too abrupt. It
the
was
long
like,
cigarette thing.
Yeah, but see, there you went thing, and that ends.
Thank.
Before, you were like, thing, and it just cut off thing. We're like, what? Did you just get cut off?
My bad, I cut off my thing, yo.
All right, we're going to break. We're going to break. We're going to break. Yep, not good. Not good.
Seriously, I cut off my thing.
Now put your money where your mouth is. You have the method, but will you move mountains? This has become quite a vehicle with a roof or a grand nice ego. You have adapted to the role. Your portrayal betrays your soul. Wherever you may go, may your heart remain your own.
time.
Yeah, jump the gun on that one.
Yay! Love jumping the gun. Jump that gun.
I was going to say earlier, for the people that like want to get your fix on movie conversations, you can obviously listen to Duncan over on Podcast Under the Stairs. And here, probably, we'll do a couple of them in October. We're going to have some live watch-alongs as part of Fancy and Friends. It'll be appearing on this very channel. The first one is this fucking Saturday, if everything goes great. We're watching an as-yet-unannounced movie that's going to be a giant piece of shit, and we're going to tear it the fuck apart. So... be here seven the usual time, 7 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday.
There you go. Be there or be square. No one likes a square.
Yeah.
Be here and be queer. Don't not be there and be square.
Oh, the movie we're watching has something. It involves dinosaurs somehow. That's the only clue that I'm going to give until even to the other hosts until right up until we watch it. So that should be a lot of fun. Something with dinosaurs.
What time is this again? 7 Eastern?
Could it be 7 Jurassic Park?
Saturday.
I see, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30.
Sounds like a Funosaurus Rex show.
Let's see if that's right here. 3:30.
That's about as good as my part, I guess, which is pretty funny.
I like
that. Was shit. That was the sound of someone dying.
No, I love dinosaur humor. No one else got it because they just don't like dinosaurs.
That's the sound of my soul leaving my body. Oh, yeah, bastard.
I hate when I sneeze. That is, I don't have many souls left. I sneeze all the time.
Your soul is mine.
A soulless husk of flesh. Shang Tsung was...
Mortal Kombat movie is so amazing.
Yeah, I know. We got into that shit last week with the second one and how we got pumped up.
Pump it up.
We got pumped up by the end of it with Liu Kang.
Pump it up.
Pump up the jams.
Pump
up the volume. Pump up the volume. Dance.
Ow. The place to stay. Get your booty on the floor tonight. Make my day. Oh, wow. Are you stopping? What? I was
because right. That's annoying.
I was enjoying it. I was enjoying the shit out of all
you were
that.
Annoying it.
Shut the fuck up before I kill you.
Just drink your Yoo-hoo, bitch.
Last Friday, I was out for coffee. I was off work. I was the sole guardian that day of my small child, and we went out for coffee, and we went to the local cinema, multiplex thing, and there's a Starbucks there. We sat down.
Did she have a more manly drink than I did?
Yes, sorry. and we were sitting there, and they play some weird music at the cinema, and then out of nowhere, remember that song, What If God Was One of Us?
Oh, yeah.
John Osborne. Yeah.
Oh my God, is that not the most depressing song you've ever heard in your entire life? And that was playing, and I was looking around, and everyone was happy and drinking coffee, and I was like, this is like some sort of weird David Lynch fucking scene where some weird, like, trans fucking Atlantic portal is going to appear, and I'm going to find out that I'm actually myself 5 years earlier drinking the same coffee in the same place before the shop even opened.
That just blew my whole fucking mind, dude.
Yeah,
like, it just blew it right
happened.
Out the top. Right
what, if, what if God was one of us, just a stranger on the bus trying to make his way back home? That's profound shit, man.
That is pretty profound.
Kind of reminds me of that, of Dogma.
What?
Of Dogma, when he went to play skee-ball in New Jersey and the street thugs.
They beat up Jesus?
They beat up God.
Beat up God? Alanis Morissette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't beat up God.
She's like in a homeless guy's body, I think.
She got up inside of him like a tauntaun?
Kinda.
This video that Smoke just sent us is so inappropriate, I should kill you. It's not that it's inappropriate at all. It's inappropriate in the context.
No.
Because because we know why he sent it, and that's the shitty part of it. Oh my God! What Russell C did you say?
Please play it.
I don't think I can play it on the show. I don't
play nigga pumpkin original.
I don't know if it's.
Why do I hear the echo now?
I don't know because you're an idiot. I don't know if I can play that or not. I'm not going to
play nigga pumpkin, please.
Smoke. I can't stop watching this.
Nigga, please. Can I get some nigga pumpkin, please?
All right, hold on. I don't know if I really want to do this. All right, let's see what it sounds like, and then we'll see if we can let it keep going.
to rap, nigga. Nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga. I'm 100% nigga. Nigga,
no.
Nigga, 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 nigga.
Oh no.
Oh my. Oh my.
And it's a sassy pumpkin face man dancing around in the background to this song.
I mean, how dare he paint his hands white? What the fuck?
What? I'm just going to say that he has said that word so many times that the show doesn't need to do it for a couple of months.
Well, that's good. But see, I think it's okay because I think that he is okay to say that. It's just Dr. Dark that is not
okay.
Why can't
I say it?
Because you're not black.
No, you're not black,
neither
dude.
Is this white guy with the pumpkin face.
This is a white pumpkin face dude
dancing
a rap song.
Dancing to the song. He's not singing the song.
Yeah.
So?
By all means, play songs that say it and you can sit there and mouth silently it. That's fine. That's acceptable. But when you start doing it, that is bad.
Yes.
Not
no,
bad.
It's yes. Not see, bad. Look, look. Dark, you saying it? Bad. This guy?
Nigga, nigga. Why do you call yourself a nigga?
That's okay. See, you can tell. That guy can say it.
Well, excuse me, sir. Why do you call yourself a nigga?
Oh, Jesus. He's done this too many times on the show.
Oh, no.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. Hey, it's mystery.
Seriously, why do you call yourself that?
It's mystery show. We're
it's
doing
a mystery.
Building a mystery.
What's a mystery is why Mark did not watch the movie.
Eyes, cause you see it open wide. Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you? Oh, yeah.
See, you guys just keep cock blocking me. You keep dropping right when I'm ready to get down with it. That's what is up with this.
I don't know why I keep singing that song when you say mystery, because of all the they say mystery in that song once, and I'm like, yeah, that's the song I need to sing. That's shit.
I always think of, I don't know what I think of now. I can't even remember the name of the song now that I'm thinking of, but I can hear it.
What if God was
Building
one of us?
A Mystery by Sarah McLachlan.
That's not what I was thinking that's of, but yes, now about. That one's going to be stuck in my head, but that's not what I was thinking
well,
of.
I mean, I know you still have, I know you still
oh,
have that
yes,
mirror ball CD
Graves
somewhere.
Has posted titties.
Somebody made a pumpkin. I don't know.
Bobby Nipples.
Yeah, I don't know what's weirder is the pumpkin says eat shit or that the contestant's name is Bobby Nipples. That's
Bobby Nipples is the best name ever.
Bobby Nipples. I think I'm going to go as Bobby Nipples.
Well, go back
Halloween.
To those titties.
Yeah, titties are good.
Oh, Dark. Come on. Don't.
I'm about to make one of those. I'm about to make one of those dick pumpkins down below.
Dick pumpkin.
Go down to the dick pumpkin. Someone carved a dick in a pumpkin. What, with that, a big vein in it.
A giant vein. Holy shit.
Just because you're talking about that does not mean masturbation is also called.
And is that the
it's
spunk, doesn't it? That's a jizz dripping down.
Oh, that's this has given Dr. Dark too many ideas of what he's going to do.
Oh, wait, that
pumpkins.
One was two men.
He's like, wait, go back. That one's two guys. I gotta see it.
With a bat flying over while that guy's getting railed.
Maybe a bat likes to watch dudes have sex. I mean, you don't know what bats like to do.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure.
Them used to be work colleagues and were sharing.
I'm pretty sure from watching Interview with the Vampire, there were some bats watching dudes have sex at some point.
That's very true. They are very, very sassy in that film.
If it weren't so, like, early on in time, they would have been sparkling just like Twilight.
Yeah. Probably right.
They were wearing wigs and shit already.
You're probably right. Probably right.
Like, Anne Rice just decided one day just to make them sparkle.
Anne Rice is kind of a weird lady.
Yeah, she wrote
She's a really weird lady.
Those claiming of Sleeping Beauty novels and stuff.
Which is, well, we've already gone into that. That's what, yeah. It was the original 50 Shades. Well, it was probably way before that, but, you know, it was like 50 Shades of Grey or whatever. Is
claiming
there,
of Sleeping
there's
Beauty.
There's a new one, like 50 Shades Darker.
There's,
they make
there's
of,
already like three of them. That's just the second book that they've made into a movie now.
Look, Dark's like, oh, hold on, girl. Let me correct
Fact
you.
Fact check.
It's like, let me correct you on the 50 Shades trilogy. I read them.
Yeah, I alternated between that and the Hunger Games.
Dr. Dark's
I
like,
read one and the other.
Dr. Dark's like, I had to know what to tell my man it's what like, I wanted, and if not, I'd shoot him with a bow and arrow.
It's like, beat me, now I'm hungry. Beat me, now I'm hungry. Beat me, now I'm hungry. Seriously.
That is not what the second book is about at all.
See, if you ordered the book from a reputable bookstore and they had to post it out, but you'd ordered more than one book, is there a service that you could use to make sure that your deliveries arrived on time with the least amount of stress and the best customer service possible, Dark?
Absolutely. You could use our Amazon affiliate page. Just go to amazon.com/Dr. Dark and you can get your orders delivered with Prime. You can get a free trial of Prime if you act now and use the special link that we've given you. Seriously, Amazon Prime is awesome.
I haven't
listened to the show in a while. I haven't listened to it in a while, but I kind of want to go back and listen to it just so I can see if he does say seriously as much as he says that he says.
Oh my God, I'm gonna leave the room. Dr. Dark, if anyone listens to the playback, if it ever gets posted, right when Dr. Dark finishes that and he mic drops, he shit drops in his pants. Listen for it. I know it came across my headphones. It was so loud. There's probably hot steam turd shit everywhere in his pants. It smells. You fucking nasty motherfucker.
He always gets so sensitive about farts.
It smells like he ate roadkill.
He takes any excuse to leave the room for a couple minutes. He just can't deal with a fart. He's a grown man that can't deal with a little fart.
You're a grown man that can't eat properly.
There's no sense in having such a fuss about a little fart. Seriously.
Oh, God. I gotta put some...
Adam fucking manky, man.
I gotta put some better ventilation back here. Jesus Christ, but you just... I mean, you shit dropped your pants. That was so fucking loud. So, like, is that a normal fart for you? Because that doesn't seem right at all.
There was some power behind that one, yo.
I'm surprised you have any power left. I'm surprised it's not all worn out. Just a wisp in the wind, out of your butt.
That was really the resistance against the chair that caused it. That was really the chair rippling you heard.
It felt like the windows were rippling, you sick motherfucker.
It was really the curtains rippling. What is that squeezing balls? What does it do?
Oh, there's a
stress ball that's actually a ball sack.
It's over there at the...
stick it to your desk? Oh, my
look,
God.
Look at this woman. We're just playing this. This is the greatest infomercial. Thank you, Claudia, for posting this. This is great.
Of course,
look how happy she is.
Of course, it's an Asian woman.
Wait till they show the
smiling
breakdown and they show the whole design. Just watch them dangle. This is great. Oh. Oh, God.
Oh, that gives me God. A stomach ache just to see her squeeze them like that.
Oh, that is great. That is fucking great. Holy shit. Dr. Dark's already ordering some right now. But he's going to suction cup them to his little mini balls. So when he walks around in his little, like, you know, swim trunks, he's like, look, I got real man's balls.
I'm going to hang these out my zipper. Seriously.
Undead approves of what would be. Undead approves of this version of Dr. Dark.
Wait, isn't Undead here?
No, sir. It's been nearly 18 months.
What?
It's been 18 months.
I told you guys Undead was here. I was like, wait a minute. I think Undead is here.
18 months? It ain't quite been that long, has it?
It has, indeed. 18
Not
months?
That he's counting.
Well, I mean, 4 days from now it has been, yes.
Let's take 2 seconds here. One of us in this group call here spent the weekend amongst some of the most fantastic fucking... groups of actors in the genre. He went to special reunions.
Lucky like, fucker.
Oh, yeah, and then he taunted us by sending fucking amazing pictures, including one of them standing beside the still incredibly sexy Pam Grier. And that is Mr. Undead.
Oh, Pam is fucking amazing. I don't even have words about Pam Grier. She's fucking amazing. I have all kinds of stories. I just don't know how to where even start.
Wherever you want.
Where do I want?
Seriously.
How about Chainsaw and Dave? You want to hear a story about Chainsaw and Dave?
Yes.
That was very convincing, Duncan.
I want to hear it.
I want to hear it.
I got there early, and I was sitting there having lunch in the lobby. We sit there in the lobby every time we get there because, you know, I see the stars roll in, and maybe you get to talk to one without having to fucking go do the autograph thing. Well, anyways, I'm sitting there, and this dude comes up and says, dude, I love your shirt. I was like, really? He goes, yeah, I'm on it. I'm like, really? It was fucking his name Gary Myers or whatever his name is. He's pointing to my fucking shirt, and it's fucking Dave from Chainsaw and Dave. So, long story short, he ended up, every time I'd see him, he'd holler my name clear across the convention hall. Hey, Brad. It was fucking insane. He's the coolest fucking guy ever. Both them two made my damn weekend, because them two there are just, they were a blast. And this is his first convention ever. I don't know if any of you all have seen that shirt I'm talking about, the Chainsaw and Dave shirt from Fright Rags years and years ago.
Yeah,
I figure. Anyways, that was the opening of my weekend, and probably one of my favorite things that happens. Anybody know who Lynn Lori is from I Drink Your Blood? Fucking Romero's The Crazies.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we're sitting there again eating lunch in the lobby, and she comes up to the bar, and his bartender thinks he's cool. He goes, Miss Wallace, and she give him this fucking look like she's going to fucking slit his throat. So she makes a different fucking guy wait on her. And then I went over to Dee Wallace and told her this story. She goes, well, fuck that little bitch. I'll just go over and kick her ass. Dee Wallace, she is the peppiest little thing ever. She's so much fun. And then I went to the panel Night of the Creeps. And if you don't love Tom Atkins already, after listening to him in a panel, you just love him even more, because he is the fucking man. And they all pretty much just sat around and sucked Tom's dick. They just talked about Tom. Tom. Isn't Tom great? Hey, Tom's great. Hey, Tom's great. Fred Decker, you're awesome. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I had a fucking ball. That was probably the best one. I've been to five of them now, and that was probably one of my favorites. Even though I didn't even meet David Arquette or Jamie Kennedy, because it just got expensive.
Were they charging quite a lot?
It rose. I haven't been for a couple of years, and it rose probably, I don't know, 15-20% just since I went.
Really?
It's gotten so huge. I know Danny commented before, a couple of years ago, I had a bed full of fucking shit. This time, not nearly as much.
Yeah, he left the room. My apologies for that.
Oh, he's a son of a bitch.
You fart again?
No, I didn't fart again.
I had to go get my water because he choked me out with his bomb drop.
With his ass.
No wonder I was talking with my ass. He didn't answer me, so fuck you, Danny.
No, I had to. Look, he just. Oh, my God. He just did it again. He waited for Undead to cuss me.
No, I waited for you to come back in the room before I did it.
You held it in? I hope you hold gas and it travels all the way up and pops somewhere and just sends you right over.
Oh,
motherfucker.
Shit.
So, dude. Oh, my God. Undead, you motherfucker. But he does. He's been doing, people that have been listening to the show forever know he does this every year. They go and they like fucking come back with like the sweetest haul in the world.
That's what he was just saying, that not so much this time because prices and shit have really gone up since he got more popular.
Well, still, he's got, as much as he's already got, he's probably got like the Guillermo del Toro Museum in his house. He's got, I mean, he does, he's got,
well,
all
I wish
kinds
I had that. Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, we've seen the stuff you have like from past years, and I mean, geez, yeah. You've got a ridiculous fucking collection, dude.
Handmade, cool little ass figure. I had to buy it, of the baby from Dead Alive.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! It's amazing. This dude, it's only like $40, and he just nailed it. And I had to have it. And that guy's like, I walked up, said, "Dude, I got to have that." And he goes, "Well, that shirt on, because I have a Dead Alive cavity collar shirt on." She goes, "You better buy it." And I was like, "Well, don't be a dickhead. I won't buy the motherfucker." But you know how people always bitch about celebrities and, oh, they're a fucking asshole? I have been to five of these fucking things, and I have never, never run into anybody that wasn't nothing but awesome. Dude. Absolutely amazing. That's Tom Atkins, cool, amazing. Linnea Quigley, amazing. Catherine Hicks is a ball. Chris Sarandon, freaking Brad Dorff. All of them that I've met this year were just freaking amazing.
Dude, that is so fucking awesome, man.
And Brad did something he never does, because Fiona was with him. He did the Chucky laugh, and he does not do that in public because he's embarrassed about his mouth, because it's kind of, he's got pretty much meth mouth, and he's, if you want to be honest, I mean, he's real shy and backwards about doing any Chucky voices or laughs, and he did the laugh for us, and because his daughter begged him, and he was very, you could tell, pissed at her for making him do that. But it was
cool,
really
though,
cool
that
to hear
he did
him do it live. It was,
yeah, that's awesome that he did it, though. That's cool.
Insane.
You lucky motherfucker, man. It's cool.
Yeah, and chances are, I mean, I didn't want to go VIP because it's so expensive, but the only way to get
weekend passes was to buy VIP. So I ended up sitting in the front row of every fucking thing. So that was even cooler.
And you saw the did you watch Rocky Horror Picture Show live?
Oh, God, they did a Rocky Horror Picture Show live. That was amazing. Oh, God, it was so much fun. And I've never seen one live, so I didn't know what this was all about. I walk in the door, have you ever seen it live? I said, no. So they put this big fucking lipstick V on my forehead.
Oh, God.
And my wife says, oh, you're going to get it. I was like, oh, fuck, what's this about? Luckily, they didn't have time for it. But they was going to sell all the fucking virgins off at the end.
Oh my
they ran out of time. I would have been sold off for like a bag of fucking nutsacks or something.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
They do all kinds of ridiculous shit like that, but I didn't get. They luckily ran out of time, and I hurried up and rubbed my fucking V off, anyways.
Oh, dude, I would have been freaking the fuck. I thought you would see. No, wait, that was
the musical.
That was Webula that saw. Isn't this the one Webula took his wife and kid to, and they were like, "What the fuck is this shit?"
It may have been.
Yeah,
it
I think I remember someone so on
what's
the show
this
had
fucking
seen it.
Transvestite.
Yeah, I saw someone on the show.
I swear the Frankenfurter was a transvestite. That was the best one I'd seen since Tim Curry. I mean, it was fucking. He was good.
That's awesome, dude.
And then the guy that plays the Meatloaf Carrier, was that Riff Raff?
Meatloaf was the Riff guy Raff on the motorcycle. No, I thought Riff Raff was the
I don't know. Anyways, the Riff Raff character was he had a voice as good as Meatloaf's. I mean, he was fucking he could wail. And then I had Time Warp stuck in my head for like the whole time I was there.
Hey, that's what happens. That's what happens. It gets stuck in your fucking head.
Yeah. Stuck in your I don't think I have any other highlights from that.
That's it's our anxiety's already kicked in. Just talking about sitting there and your wife harassing you about the V on your forehead. It's making me feel like panicky right now. I'm like, oh my God, I'm never gonna go to one of these shows. I'm not gonna do it. And if I do, I'm gonna lie. But I'm gonna lie. I'm not having them come after
me. Child's Play panel was really fun. Catherine Hicks. I got a little story about Catherine Hicks. You know, she's like Seventh Heaven mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, like she's like the perfect mom. Well, she's not. She didn't have a kid until she's like 40.
Really?
And she hated kids.
Well, that's kind of high risk.
Are you serious?
She absolutely hated them. And the fact that she played like the mom, she's like as big a mom character as Dee Wallace is. And mm-hmm. She fucking hates kids.
That's fucking insane. I didn't.
When you hear this stuff, you're like, Miss Seventh Heaven hates kids. It's just insane.
Well, look at the kids and the husband on Seventh Heaven. I'd have hated goddamn
kids.
You
know, I try not to watch shows that involve religion because I'm not very.
Yeah, but it had Jessica Biel.
Oh, that Biel.
That Biel, bitch.
I don't care if it had Jesse. But another crazy thing that happened, I was going to go meet David Arquette. Then he had to leave, and we saw, why the fuck did he have to leave? Then I guess his sibling, Alexis Arquette, died.
Whoa, the tranny?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so during the middle of the show, we was getting ready to go see him. They made an announcement over the intercom that David Arquette had to leave for a family emergency, and then that night everybody found out that Alexis died.
I did not know that. That's horrible, man.
Yeah, that was all over the internet a couple of days ago.
Oh,
yeah.
I totally.
Well,
I mean,
it would have been the days I was there. So yeah.
What day was that on?
I don't think I have any other crazy stories. I probably do, but I can't remember.
It was either the Saturday or the Sunday, Danny.
Oh, if it was Sunday,
it was Saturday, I believe.
Oh, Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday she was really sick. I think she passed away Sunday.
Yeah, I tried to stay away from the internet.
Whatever, how you guys, it doesn't matter to me. Yeah, suck a dick, whatever they want to do.
I try. Alexis Arquette was in Stir of Echoes, right? And the movie with what's the Adam Sandler movie where he's fucking walruses in the ass?
Wasn't he the one that was singing on 51st Dates? Not 51st
Dates.
Yeah,
there you go. It's
51st. It's Wedding Singer. He just played the George character, didn't
he? George.
It's me time.
Yeah.
Yes, that one. Okay, yes.
Yeah, that's
awesome. George Kitt playing.
I don't know if he's
song.
A brother or a cousin or what, David Arquette, but one or the other.
I thought it was a brother, right?
He may be a brother. I'm not sure.
It's his sister.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. I didn't. Whatever. Whatever. It's a mystery.
And I didn't realize Linnea Quigley was like Ted Heith. She is tiny. She's a little thing.
Well, it doesn't take her.
You try to envision her as trash, and I'm in the elevator with her because I met her in the elevator before the show even started. She was really cool in there, by the way. I got a blowjob. No, I didn't.
Oh! Did you stick your lipstick in her titty?
Yeah, I would have got killed for that, yes.
Was she wearing that little pink dress from Night of the Demons?
No, she's wearing that like a dress with, like skulls on it or something. I tell you what, she's looked bad over the years, but she's starting to pick it up. She looks a lot better.
Did you stick your finger in her nipple? Just push it all the way through? Oh, hot.
Man, I should have broke out the lipstick.
You should have brought it out. She'd have been like, stick it in this nipple. But then she would have been like, with them teeth and them eyes. You'd be like, no, it's getting soft.
Real quick story. Jason Lively from Night of the Creeps.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I went up there and we was getting our picture taken and my hand lightly grazed his ass. I looked at him after the picture and said, sorry, dude, I didn't mean to grab your ass. He goes, that's quite all right. He said, a guy a couple minutes ago literally full on grabbed his ass. So he wasn't upset with me at all.
Well, at least you weren't grabbing his dick. I mean, it's...
You know. Yeah, I didn't grab his dick. And he is fucking hilarious in this panel. I mean, he was the one that really was sucking on Tom. I mean, he was all about Tom Atkins.
Listen,
because they had the largest Night of the Creeps reunion ever. So he said some of those people they hadn't seen in 35 years.
Listen,
or 30-some years, however long Night of the Creeps has been.
Look how quiet Mark is through all this. He's just salivating, and he's just setting back jelly. He's dying over there. You know, because Mark loves this shit. He's looking over here dying. You can live vicariously through him, Mark. I know, but he's got his own coming up. Mark, you got your own coming up.
Yeah, he does. He'd go for the movies, though, right? Yours is all about the movies. I didn't go watch a single film.
Yeah, Mark likes going
for the
movies. I was
going to watch one, and I decided not to because it was Yoga Hosers or whatever that damn...
Oh, fuck that movie.
I probably
would have skipped that.
Sounds like me when I came all the way out to Colorado. I didn't watch a single movie.
I'll shut up in just a second, but I got one more thing to say. I watched a movie last night that I haven't seen a zombie movie that's been worth a damn for a long fucking time. And that Train to Busan, or however you say it.
Oh, is it good?
Oh, my God, Duncan. You need to watch. It is Snowpiercer meets fucking World War Z done good. I mean,
Korean movie as well, isn't it?
It's what?
Korean.
It's Korean, isn't it?
Yeah, South Korean, yes.
Oh, I need to see this movie.
Oh, I'm telling you what. If you ever wanted World War Z to be good, this is how it should have been made.
I think I saw that on that. I'm serious.
I don't hate World War Z, but the story sucked. It's just all about the action in that movie. This movie has the action. It's not real gory. It's kind of implied. But I'm telling you what, there's some scenes in there that you're like, what the fuck? I ain't never seen that in a zombie movie before. And it's a lot of fun. And
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's out there. I don't have to say that.
Undead, aren't you the one?
Is it out there?
Yeah, it's out there.
Yeah, it is. It is out there.
All I need to know.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Are you the one that suggested Dead Set?
Yes.
Oh my fucking God! I finally started watching that on Netflix.
Did you finally watch? Since the first time the show aired years ago, I've been preaching about this motherfucker.
I know. Well, I just.
Duncan, fucking Mark Ball, all you motherfuckers, kiss my ass. I tell you what I said a long motherfucking time ago, and you won't fucking listen until I fucking throw it over your heads. I'm tired of it. I ain't gonna tell another. No one watch that movie. It sucks.
Oh my God.
Shut up.
Oh my God!
You guys are shit.
I'm not gonna watch anything ever again. Oh my God!
Duncan, tell you about Game of Thrones. Oh, I'm not gonna watch that. People watch that, so I can't watch that.
Yeah, I know, but Game of Thrones was
so fucking good. Yes, I know. Shut up.
I know. I'm late to these things. At least I do them. Dark still doesn't, to this day, doesn't do these things.
I don't give a fuck about Dark.
That is great.
What's he going to do? Fire me?
Oh! I don't give a fuck. He told you.
Oh, there, I killed about 10 minutes. That's the most you'll hear me talk in years.
That was awesome as shit.
That's amazing.
It was like the greatest 10 minutes of my life, man. Because it was, other than the fact that the prequel was Dark shitting all over himself. It's kind of like an episode one for me. That was really
when I started listening, Dark was like on a fucking roll. I was like, damn, I ain't even going to step into this. He's on it.
Dude, he was going crazy.
Oh, he was doing so good that I was like, I ain't never heard Dark funny, so I gotta listen to this.
Well, don't expect any more of it. He shit it all out of himself just about 10 minutes ago. He's done.
I can't really do anything funny right now while I'm clenching my butt to make sure nothing else comes out.
He's got beads of sweat all across his hairline, man. You would have thought he ate the ghost pepper.
Just go outside, Dark.
What, go outside and shit in the yard?
If he shits in my yard, Mark, I'm going to come kick your ass.
I could just go across the hall to the bathroom.
Yeah, how dare you tell him to go outside of my yard and shit?
You know, sometimes when I'm taking a dump and getting my episodes together on my phone, I realize that I don't have any...
Shit, zap back.
I don't have any toilet paper left, so I realized
like
that
some stamps.
I have the world's greatest socks, Bomba socks, and I just wipe my ass on them, and they'll send me some more with stamps.com. Seriously.
Sears Roebuck catalog.
Seriously.
Dude, but I thought
stop stepping on my lines, you bitch. Seriously.
Aren't all those the people that sponsor some other show that we really like?
I just like saying Bomba socks.
Yeah, but it's brilliant, though.
Like, because I'm like, I swear it was Black Tapes that talked
about
some
bomb-ass
socks,
yo. I'm going to call them Bombas.
Is that what Bombas is? It's just
bomb-ass?
It's bomb
some bomb-ass socks.
Is that really
I'm gonna
what it
is? I'm
going
to call them Bombas. I can't spell no website. It's Bombas.
Are you serious? It's really supposed to be bomb-ass?
Yeah. I don't know. Socks. Who the fuck knows?
Bomb-ass socks?
These some bomb-ass socks, yo.
Dude, I'll buy a pair.
Maybe it's Bombas.
I'll buy some Bombas and Balas and Bombas socks.
For some reason, when he was doing his bomb-ass socks, for some reason, he reminded me of Samuel L. Jackson and Quentin Tarantino's kitchen in Pulp Fiction. Damn, Jimmy, you should be bringing out this gourmet shit. We're just going to give us some coffee and bring his gourmet shit.
Holy shit.
Oh
that's
man, that was
great.
Amazing. Aaron Mankey. Fuck that guy. Fuck him.
Aaron Mankey and Horror Hound stories. That's great.
I don't even know who Aaron Mankey is, but I'm laughing.
You've not listened to Lore? Okay, hold on.
Lore has passed 25 million downloads in a year.
And not mine.
Oh, you didn't download it? What's his name?
Nah.
Aaron Mankey. I can't find him.
He's an author that does a podcast where he talks about folklore from around the world, and he does it. I used to listen to it, but it got irritating after about episode 20.
I only listen to one podcast now.
What's that?
People Under the Stairs.
People Under the Stairs?
Yeah. The People Under the Stairs. Because I can't say Duncan Under the Stairs. That ain't right.
Oh,
yeah. Chihuahua Under the Stairs, wasn't it? Wasn't it a Chihuahua Under the Stairs?
There was a Chihuahua Under the Stairs. I saw that video. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. No, Duncan's podcast about all I got time for, and maybe a little bit of the... Shockwaves.
Yeah, shockwaves.
Now they got sponsorship, so that's starting to piss me off. So I stopped listening to that.
Which is just click one.
Sponsored by whatever fucking movie we got this week.
I love the fact that like the last two weeks have been really kind of pushing that Morgan movie that's come out. You know,
yeah.
Check out the Morgan movie.
It's what's his face's son, right?
Is it Tony Scott?
Yeah, Scott's son.
Ridley Scott's son, sorry.
Yeah, named Scott's son.
They've been talking about it for like a couple of weeks about, you know, movies coming out, go and see it. And then on this week's episode, one of them has actually been to see it and they thought it was shit.
Well, did they tell him they said it was shit?
Yeah, he said it on
the
show.
Well, that's good then. I have more respect for him now. Sponsor a movie and then say it's shit, that's pretty cool.
It was like that. He's like, in the first 2 minutes, you know what the end of the movie is.
Anybody going to see Blair Witch Friday?
I want to go and see it, but I have heard from some friends that have been to see it that if I had issues with the original with shaky cam, which I really did in the cinema, I passed out. Apparently this one's going to fuck me up, so there's a lot of shaky cam in it.
I got that and maybe 31. 31 comes on VOD Friday.
Oh, 31. I you know what? I like the trailer.
I talked to guys at the convention that went early, and they said if you're a fan of Rob Zombie, you're going to love it. If you're not, you may just think it's okay.
All right. As long as
That's how they told me.
As long as it's okay. He said
it's better than Lords of Salem, but I kind of like Lords of Salem, at least the first two-thirds.
Yeah, so, two-thirds, yeah. That's.
Yeah, the first two-thirds, I'm like, I'm with this, and then the last third, it kind of's like, holy shit, let's jack off statues and fucking be crazy. After that.
Yeah, there is that whole weird scene where there's a priest just, like, whacking dildos and...
So fucking weird, man. The setting was so cool until that part. That whole part.
Yeah, the rest of the movie, like, the movie up to that point was fucking great.
Hey,
so.
Hey, look at this. I'm going to stroke my rubber for you. Hey, look at this. I'm going to beat it right here in front of the statue.
That was the radio host.
I'm not a Rob Zombie hater like some people. I don't care for his Halloween movies, but the rest of them I'm okay with. So.
I'm interested to see because it looks like it's just him back doing what he does. And
sleazy redneck horror, and then he needs to stay there because that's what he's good at.
Yeah, that's exactly. So I think you guys get it a week before we do on VOD. We don't get to the end of the month, so I'm definitely check it out, and we'll see how I get on with it. And Blair Witch is a possibility for the cinema. If I do go, I'll probably go myself. So if I have to leave the cinema, then I'm not dragging someone out because of the...
Yeah, I've got an insanely strange work schedule down here on this job. I've worked like 12 hours Monday through Thursday, then half a day on Friday, then I'm off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday clear down here in Georgia. So I got to have something to do. So I'm going to have to go watch it and probably Don't Breathe and whatever else
still,
I can find.
Yeah, I've still to see Don't Breathe as well. And I think Lights Out is still out over here, and I've still to see that one.
I just missed it. I didn't have a chance to go see it, and it's heard it's actually pretty good.
It's Undead. You can find it. And
already?
Yes.
Already?
Yes, you can. You can find it.
I'll trade you Train to Busan if you give me Lights Out.
Yeah, okay. I will we'll take care of that. I'll show you where that one's located and grab it for you.
Can you play the little bit of lore podcast that found 10 minutes ago?
Sorry.
I'll shut up now.
You're seen by other inmates. They always did so with a cloth bag over their head. Walking in on their first day, being moved from one block to another, even going out into their private yard. Each prisoner wore a cloth bag, sometimes with eye holes cut into it, to engender a deep feeling of isolation.
They cut a hole in the bag to engender isolation so they wouldn't know who's sticking their penis in their mouth.
He puts serious emphasis on certain words. Isolation.
So, you know what's terrible is that's his latest episode. It's called In the Bag. It's about Eastern State Penitentiary in Pennsylvania. And he talks about that, how they're moving the prisoners with the things over their heads. Al Capone was there, how he had his cell set up, and blah, 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 blah. Well, Danny recently, today, in fact, turned me on to this History Goes Bump podcast where these two kind of goofy down in Florida.
Whoa!
Unnecessary.
Okay, these two.
Holy shit.
Whatever. I mean, doing this,
the number of connections for this show are slowly going down the toilet very quickly.
So anyway, it's a pretty good show, honestly. But
with these two down in Florida,
so they have this episode about Eastern State, and I swear, as I was listening to it, I'm like, why am I having deja vu? I've never listened to this podcast before, and then it clicked that they were saying the same things that I had heard on Lore. Obviously they used the same Wikipedia page or something for their research, because he said the exact same thing that she did, or he just ripped off her show.
Ooh, are you throwing shade at Aaron Mankey?
Seriously.
You throwing shade his way?
You can get my book on storytelling at audible.com.
Russell C.,
can learn how I get my stories from other people and just repeat them with my voice and piano music.
Russell,
seriously.
We're not lore haters. Dr. Dark is the only lore hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just making fun of him.
He's still one of his favorite podcasts.
I kid because I love.
Yeah, see, he did. That's
not really.
It might be
really
interesting
him,
if he wouldn't bore me to sleep. He just sounds really monotone.
I haven't actually listened to him in quite some time. But I did like the stuff that he did do. He does. He does it. But he's got the music behind it. It's pretty interesting. I quit listening to it, though. I was listening to a show that Undead, you need to make time for. It's now that you mentioned your views on religion, you need to listen to God-awful
movies.
Like you
didn't know?
No, I'm just saying. Like, you need to listen to God-awful movies where they review those Focus on the Family Christian films, and they tear these bitches apart. They're fucking hilarious as shit. You all need to go listen to god-awful fucking movies. If you can listen to this show, you can listen to those guys. They're, oh my God.
I want a show like that rips apart those kind of movies and rips apart the old Christian heavy metal bands. Striper and whatnot.
Dude, I swear there's probably an episode somewhere on there. They're a really well-done show. The dudes are hilarious as shit. See, Russell C., love god-awful movies. Yes, it's a fucking amazing-ass fucking show.
I can make time for that.
Oh, it's so fucking funny. It's so goddamn good.
I don't know. Duncan's podcasts sometimes are up to 3 to 4 hours, so I may not have time.
Duncan does more epic recording than anyone I fucking know.
Yes, he does.
I swear to God.
And it never bores me. I could sit there for 4 hours.
Yeah, it's true when we said that he would win the gold medal in the Olympics of this.
He's got
more hours than anyone on the planet. I swear to God you do.
We'd be the Asian guy that trips on his dick when he's trying to do the pole vault.
Well, I want to do a bit of self promotion, but I'm gonna the whole month of October we're bringing back year three of Baz v Halloween. It's the Baz for 5 weeks tackling two movies of my choosing each week. The main movie is a found footage movie, and the first movie is just one that I think you should watch. And we've already recorded the first three episodes of that. Uh-huh. And it's my favorite one we've done thus far in terms of the run through.
Oh shit!
Holy,
just tell me you got him once. That's all I need to know.
I will send you a private message.
Okay.
You will not be disappointed.
That's all I want to know.
So yeah, that'll be coming up all through October. So yeah, when you're not listening to us kill it on this show, doing Flatline and some Duncan Defends and discussing horror topics, which we can then link to movies, maybe, and music.
Yeah, what the fuck was that, Dark?
Uh-oh.
Let me give you a topic. Bottle of water. Now, let's link this to horror movies. Okay, in a bottle of water, how many horror movies had a bottle of water?
Cabin Fever.
No, I'm going to talk about water.
Dark Water Fever was a good one. How about the one Swing Away?
Oh, Jesus Swing Away. Christ.
How about The Faculty?
Oh, Faculty. Wow. Nice. Hold on now. This just
I'm just
going to
give you a topic, and you just start naming fucking horror movies. Hard Drive.
Dark's
got
like,
you, motherfuckers.
Dark's like Weird Science because they can't keep her. That's kind of horrible. That was scary as shit. And it had the guy from The Hills Have Eyes. He was one of the bikers.
What's his name?
Fucking Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus. I don't fucking know which
Michael
one.
Berryman?
Michael Berryman.
Yes!
There we go.
Michael
Berryman. I met him
super
in an
awesome
elevator
dude,
a couple
I met
years ago.
In the hotel lobby, and he come up to me. And he's like,
oh, did you give him a blowjob, Mark?
Don't you love how... I know, yeah. Listen, poor Mark. Here's how it goes. Like, your undead's like, I met Linnea Quigley in the elevator, you know, titty popping and fucking on guys and shit and showing titties. And Mark's like, I met Michael Berryman in an elevator. And it's just like, not the same situation there, Mark.
Did you rub his head?
He stuck it in my
butt. He rubbed Mark's head. He was like, you're a perfect height, little man.
Although, I got a Michael Berryman story, but it's not that funny. So I'll stop.
Now we have to hear it.
I'll not share it.
Now we have to judge it. Now you have to say it so we can judge
actually,
it.
It's
like, fuck that.
I met Michael Berryman, so I have my picture taken with Michael Berryman. I post this on Facebook, right? And my mom sends me a text. She's like, is that guy in costume? That's horrible. I freaking ripped her ass. I said, Mom, he's got a disease. You can't fuck doing that shit.
And you can't say ripped ass on
undead,
this element.
Undead. Like, he without sin cast the first stone, I believe, last year when you were doing your...
You're not supposed to mention that.
Yeah, when you did your...
A certain sound.
The fat boys beat off box. No, you said it sounded like Michael Berryman having sex.
I sure did. Yep.
Oh!
Mom didn't hear me say that, so I can still regret it. So shut the fuck up.
That is awesome. That's an awesome call out there.
That was epic. After you started saying it, I was like, I know.
I mean, he reached miles and miles for that one. Good
I
Lord.
That's why.
Three people never heard that, so it's all right.
Oh, Girl Grape says Bruce Campbell will be at Wizard World Austin this year. Hey, Undead Mate, he met him in the banana suit, right? That's the coolest picture I've ever seen, the family photo in the banana suit.
Oh, Bruce?
Yeah, in that yellow fucking awesome-ass suit. It was such a cool suit.
Jesus Christ.
It's always money in the banana suit.
He's gotten so big because of the show blew up. The conventions can't handle him anymore. He just blew up again.
Yeah, the show did like really blow up.
It
which
blew
is
up,
good.
And then it brought all the youngster. That's all they were talking about was Ash versus Evil Dead. The youngins, and I had air quotes. You guys couldn't see them.
Well, you see now that like everyone, it's like everywhere I'm seeing now, they're like, now watch the movie that inspired the Evil Dead. Was it Into the Woods or whatever? You remember? I mean, that's, you know, that was stuff talked about on DVDs way, way back in the day. But now it's like just drudged up from the Titanic. You know, here it is. And they're making this huge deal.
Is that like
it.
A good copy that they finally posted of that? Because the only thing you could find like online, you find it. Was like a horrible, horrible fucking bootleg that's mostly unwatchable.
Mark, how can you say that? You love that kind of stuff. You love records. You love cassettes.
I just really wanted like a good hates bootleg. That.
Beat, motherfucker, you beat me. I was all over that.
I mean, listen, Mark's like, no, I love that stuff. But, you know, where's my 4K version of Into the Woods? Huh? Where's my 4K? Where
it's called Within the Woods.
Within the Woods.
Guess what shipped today?
What?
What shipped today?
What shipped? 4K?
Fucking thing. Deluxe edition shipped today.
Oh,
I should have it tomorrow or maybe at the latest Friday. Oh, but I can't see it. I'm here. Fuck.
Oh, no diabetes for you.
Do you know what they announced that's getting released in Italy today?
Yes, I seen that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're releasing the Argento cut of Zombie, a.k.a. Dawn of the Dead, on 4K.
4K.
Is that really like playing in 3D or something in the States somewhere? I saw something about that, and I don't know if it was bullshit or not.
What, Dawn of the Dead? Or that version?
Yeah. Which one? Not that version, probably the American cut.
In 3D?
Yeah.
Like,
I actually like that cut, the Argento cut, better. I know people will kill me for that, but it makes it more of a serious movie.
Yeah.
I can...
I mean, I love both versions, but I'll go with the... the European cut or Argento cut, whatever you want to say.
I don't think I've seen the Argento cut, but I would already go with it if you say it takes the silly out, because the silly is the only thing I don't like.
Get the sillies out. Get the sillies out.
I don't like where they're like, you know, the ones falling over and they're going through like the water fountain. It's like, bum, bum, whoop, bum, bum. I don't know. I don't want any of
that. That sounds strangely like some characters from Akira, Danny.
Oh, no. When they're like, meow, 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 and then he's like, rolls his foot and breaks the glass into his foot. Oh, those little, ooh, they're so blue looking, though. And they're like, come with us, Tetsuo. Oh, fuck. Little girl's like, I look like I'm 70. Oh, that one, and he's got little whiskers. He's got like the pussy mustache going on. It's like, we need him. He's number 7 or whatever fucking number. I don't remember. Oh, those three little goddamn kids. I wish he would have killed them all. Was it 3 of them? I remember 3.
Those three.
Ooh, fucking shoot those little nasty Benjamin Button.
I got a question
things.
For you all.
What?
What do you think was the most popular costume last week or last weekend?
At Horror Hound?
Yes.
Harley Quinn.
Actually, that one's way up there.
I figured it's got to be.
I'd give it probably 3rd.
Damn it.
What's been out?
Once you hear it, you're going to say, of course it is, but...
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things is way up there. There was like 10 11s.
Oh, wow, not too bad.
But no, that wasn't...
Like a mashup of all the American Horror Story trailers together.
That would have been the most epic costume.
That would have been awesome.
No, it pertains to The Walking Dead, of course.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Negan.
Yes, no. Negan is fucking everywhere.
Oh,
bunch
no.
of dudes in leather jackets everywhere. With
leather jackets with a bat wrapped around with fucking barbed wire. God damn, I'm so sick of seeing that.
What's up, my Negan?
He's been sitting on that for about...
He really has. That's ridiculous.
That was great, actually. That maybe need to be the new sounder.
I know, that
he's
really
been sitting on that since like springtime, probably.
I mean, that needs to be... No, he's probably just now finding out. He quit watching that show. He doesn't
I didn't. I watched it all last season.
He's a liar. He's a liar. Don't
and I don't know how many of you guys watch Horrors Hollow Grounds. You know anything about it?
Yeah. Sean Clark.
Yeah.
Yes, he's getting it big time. It's growing, and he's putting it out. It's gonna be, and not necessarily like network, but on cable.
Well, didn't it start out as just in the Horror Hound magazine?
Yes,
just
it started
the photos.
Out in the magazine, and then it was on the Scream Factory discs.
That's who Mark was talking to and shaking hands with when he didn't wash his hands after peeing.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's not true.
It is true.
Yeah,
you
before
were
he insults
you,
Jack Ketchum.
The only person at that convention that I didn't offend horribly somehow.
Yeah, you guys did kick
you
it
couldn't
off.
You can't offend Sean Clark. He's just a punk rock kid. I mean, he don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I stopped him in a hallway and bullshitted with him. Like,
oh, yeah, he's good.
He's a busy dude, so I imagine.
Look, I try to get Mark, recall the conversation for us. Can you?
We talked about the Halloween box set.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember that much.
I'm surprised. I was about to say, I'm surprised. Mark had like 2 pitchers of beer and like 100 hot wings. I don't know how the fuck he was functioning.
I don't either. It didn't last long because immediately after that, I fucking said terrible things to quite a few people and cockblocked Kane Hodder.
You cockblocked Kane Hodder.
Who was it? Was it Jack Ketchum?
He said Jack Ketchum.
Let's hope things
go
movie next week when I'm at fucking
kinda,
Fantastic Fest.
He's like, that
movie,
sucked.
Wasn't nearly as good as the book. He's like, yeah, I directed the fucking movie.
Was it The Lost or was it the...
It was...
The Woman?
It was the Woman.
No, The Woman's Lucky McKee.
It was Lucky McKee.
No, yeah, that's right. It was...
I don't know. I'm drunk.
Is it Girl Next Door? No, who did Girl Next Door?
The Offspring.
It was
The Offspring.
Yeah, that movie ain't very good.
That movie sucks. I'm sorry.
I don't think I read
Offspring.
Sucks is a strong word.
Wait,
It's not good.
I didn't know there was a movie for Offspring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the.
Oh,
like,
wait. Hold on. Yeah, no.
It's pretty fly for.
Listen, I was mixed.
off the bat, the worst Offspring joke ever.
So fucking dumb.
Doc's officially my hero today.
I'll tell you how you've
made me laugh more on this show than any other show, honestly.
I'll tell you how that conversation went, because I was there. Danny was already in the bathroom because he has the bladder of like a small girl. And we drank four pitchers of beer. No. He was definitely there for that one. He was, hey, are you Sean Clark? Yeah. Dude. You draw some cool shit.
Like he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He drank at least like three times as much as I did. I told the waitress to cut him off like about three pitchers before.
Well, no, listen, hold on.
That is a true.
Listen,
that is true.
Listen,
that is true. No,
but
Mark,
you know, let me tell you something else. True. All right. We were at Hooters.
This is another office meeting.
We were at Hooters, and Mark was very uncomfortable that I was staring at the tits hanging out everywhere and commenting about it and trying to take pictures with the waitresses.
So you were highly intoxicated, is what you're telling us.
It's Hooters. Their tits are hanging out on purpose. The place is called Hooters.
Did anyone question why Hooters is called Hooters? I don't think that was ever brought into question, sir.
No. What was questioned was the appropriateness of actually looking at them, since they've bothered to name the restaurant and put them out in your face.
Actually, no. It was just which one of you were drunker, so we knew who to believe, whether it was Mark's version of the Sean Clark story or your version where he came up as creepy comic book guy and was like, hey, man, you draw cool pictures.
No, he really did say, hey, are you Sean Clark?
But well, that's like, the only part he said. Of course. Hey, Sean Clark. Well, okay, that's all the other stuff you made up then.
Yeah, of course I did.
See,
I was drunk. I don't remember. That was like 2 years ago.
So, see, if you could have just said that off to the bat, we wouldn't have had like this, you know, 10-minute conversation about this.
I mean, what else were we going to do?
All right, well. A movie that we didn't get to, you son of a bitch. What do you mean?
Well, who took the drugs? I was so confused.
I will say I'm more than as much as I love Brick. I'm totally happy that we just continued just doing what we're doing.
What movie was it?
Brick.
I seen that once a long time ago.
Yeah, Brick's a great movie. It's a fucking amazing movie. But honestly, this last hour has been the best thing ever. And Dad's back. Dr. Dark's been funny.
Yeah, when's that ever happened?
I'm so emotional right now. I never thought it would happen. We're all coming back together as one large happy family before.
You
can
dry your, eyes on my Bombas socks. Seriously.
Except for Zelda that we keep in the back bedroom, old Smoke. Oh, he's God. Never around.
Yeah, he'll eventually come back, and then the quality of the show will diminish again. Because he's cunt. Big old cunt.
He's a big
he's a cunt.
He's a cunt, 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 cunt.
He's a big ass cunt. I'm glad we're all back together. I'm glad Undead told us that story.
Which one?
All of them.
I made it all up. I didn't even go to the
I'm actually still freaking out about the V. I don't know why that won't get out of my fucking head, but that's really bothering me, man. I'm like,
I just pre-ordered that zombie.
Are you serious?
Did you? How much is it?
It's
in only in Italy's Amazon.
Yeah, it's in
right?
It's in euros, so I'll find it right for you just now.
I'll get
it's
it.
A five.
I'll get diabolic.
It's
diabolic.
A five.
Wait.
Five Blu-ray box set, Undead.
Wait, can you?
Ooh. Is it really?
Can you pay in euros?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you can.
Of course you can do it.
Why?
I know what he's trying to say. Yes, I can pay in euros.
Seriously?
You've become Adam Menken now. Oh no, everyone's become Adam Menken.
Seriously. Oh, seriously.
No, I was really being serious. You know, I thought you know, went back to the
We were never in. We were never with the euro.
Just when I thought I was out.
God damn it, you
oh,
idiot.
Oh, I just wanted to tell Duncan congratulations on losing 2 stones. I lost 2 stones once, but they both were in my kidneys.
Oh, God. Ouch. Oh,
that's no lie. I've lost 2 kidneys.
That sounds right.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, by the end of this week, I will have lost my 3rd stone, so.
Jesus Christ.
That sounds really painful.
Why can't we have a weight system like stones? Or fucking
14,
bricks.
Well, it's just how primitive we are over here.
I like it. I'd rather. I like stones. I lost a stone. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I lost my stones when they got broken.
For our American listeners, a stone is 14 pounds.
Well, that's
so
good.
I've lost three of them in 14 weeks.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Well, it'd help a lot of us Americans, because then we could just sit around and be like, man, I only weigh 12 stones. Get the fuck out of here, man. I can have another donut.
So what does it mean if you get stoned over there?
Ooh, yeah, what is that?
I think that's still the same.
Oh, is it still the same?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you got heavier or fatter. What, how do you tell someone they've gained weight? You can't say, oh, you got stoned.
No, how do you tell them? You say, look at you, you fat fuck.
Oh, there you go. That's good.
Well, there you go.
That's a good way to do it. Abraham.
Or you sing the song, Who Ate All the Pies? I don't know if you know that one. You go, Who Ate All the Pies? Who Ate All the Pies? You fat bastard. You fat bastard. Who ate all the pies?
Oh, my God. I love that. I need that as my theme song.
We are a pretty brutal race, the Scots.
What got in your belly?
Oh, Girl Graves, thank
you. Don't you try it. Goddamn, Dark.
Look, Dark. Girl Graves hooked
you
up.
It was like a
cross
between...
Blows ass.
That yeah, sounded like a cross between a Jamaican and an Irishman. It's like, who'd die in the belly?
I'm a Jamaican Irishman, man.
Girl Graves, I'm pulling your emergency ripcord on
the
Dark.
The sillies are crazy little creatures that live inside of us and need to be shaken out.
Get the
out.
Sillies out. Get
jump,
the sillies out.
And shimmy them out.
Sing it along.
So come
sing
on,
along.
I will.
Let's all do it together. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We gotta jump, shake, shimmy them out.
We gotta jump, shake, shimmy them out. We gotta jump, shake, shake.
Jump, shake, shake them out. Let's get the sillies out.
Let's get the sillies out.
Let's get the sillies out. Get the sillies out.
Get the sillies
out.
Oh, unfortunately.
Yo, Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, I know. The show is amazing. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Yo, Gabba Gabba is a great
the
fucking...
The Aquabats.
Yeah, the Aquabats are on there. Fucking DJ Lance. I mean, they fucking... They rock out on there, man. It's a great fucking cartoon. I mean, not cartoon. A live action, silly, Zoobly Zoo looking type thing. You guys remember Zoobly Zoo?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Zoobly Zoo.
I imagine that you're that prissy lion running around. You're like, and I'm Dr. Doc. And you're like growling and little playing with your whiskers and showing your little claws and stuff. I can see that. You can see that. Mark would be the cock. Good too.
Hey, real quick, Duncan or Brett or maybe Danny, have any of you heard about a movie called The Void?
I've seen
everyone except Dr. Doc.
I love it.
Dark, it's coming out. You didn't see Father's Day or The Editor or any of those movies, but I think this is an Astron 6 movie.
What happened to their... Were they not doing a TV show or something?
I think they are too, but I think I read somewhere this was by the same directors as Father's Day, so...
All right.
I assume
I
that...
I haven't heard about it yet.
Pretty sure that was those dudes. I think it premieres at Fantastic Fest, but there's been trailers out for a little while. And
check that shit out.
I think it's playing elsewhere, so... It's got a great trailer. I mean, I'm really excited about that one.
If it's Astron 6, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Love a bit of Astron 6.
Girl Graves.
What has she done now?
She said
it's
that...
It's like she's at school and Danny with the teacher, and Danny just every now and again just sitting on.
Girl Graves.
Girl. Well, she was attacking Mark with the porn earlier, and now I see that...
She does that from
porn?
Time to time.
What's she done with the porn? What?
She's questioning why my computer has AIDS.
Yeah, she was blaming it on the porn.
Well, that's because you keep using that LimeWire porn, man. Just fucking stream it like a normal man.
I'm not fucking smoke. I'm not running Linux over here.
Listen,
it's just a piece of shit
on
computer.
The porn. Just go to Dr. Dark's favorite, POV.com.
That doesn't work anymore.
he sounds really upset about that. No, Girl Graves, when we were talking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show and the virgins, God, not the virgin thing again, she says that she has done some fun, fucked shit to virgins when she worked.
Yep. She's done the show a few times, I think.
So what did she do?
So she knows what's going on. See, I didn't know what happens.
And
I mistakenly took the V. I took the red V, and that was not good, I
guess. Well, if I didn't finish reading that sentence and I stopped at the space, it would just say, I have done some fun fucked shit to virgins.
She may have that too.
Okay. She's done it to him for 5 years straight. She sold her brother. Jesus Christ, you sold your brother. Mark, what are you really going down there for? Do you know? Are you guys going to go see a Rocky Horror Picture Show while you're down there?
I did not, as far as I know.
Look, Mark, you're getting a little nervous here. See, Mark.
Sounds like just right now.
Yeah, it's like, He's like, I don't know, Danny. Let's
whatever she tells me, what I'm doing.
I know, Mark just gets so, like, panicky, man. He's just like, sorry, Mark.
See you folks in 2 weeks, I guess. So we'll find out after that.
Oh, wait, that's right. You're not here for the next two shows.
No, I'm not. This is my last show for September.
You know what we should do just to be total cocks? Start October, like, next
year. Yes. You're a son of a bitch. We should...
No, because I
will... We should start at 15 minutes early.
I'm going to be here second hour only and probably won't have your topic ready by then.
All right, so now you're going to send us some discussion points.
I'll send you the memo.
Oh,
a memo.
Well, that's only if they don't catch Dr. Dark and arrest him for punching that lady at the Trump rally today. So,
motherfucker, I'm with her. You would never see me at a Trump rally.
That's some problem
with her.
Some like 60-year-old woman was there protesting, and this Trump guy was like, "You old bitch," and knocked her out, knocked her onto her like,
"I'm gonna knock ladies. You out."
She's like a 70-year-old lady. She fell on her oxygen tank.
You got to remember who's in that crowd, and that's why they punch old ladies.
It's Trump's America, man. That's what
I know.
Trump people. Come on, what did Trump say? He said it on the platform many times that people that disagree with him, he just really wants to hit them in the face. So
that's true.
Put that message out. Your supporters are going to believe it.
Punch an old bitch and make America great again.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we're
almost sounded like Aaron Menke was saying that there.
Seriously.
Seriously, you can punch an old bitch and it won't take away from my popularity at all.
And she can get her stamps at stampsfucking.com.
You can send her a new oxygen tank with stamps.com. Stamps.com. I'm sure she has poor circulation, so get her some Bomba socks. Seriously, they're the greatest socks ever. And read her my book, Grave Encounters, right on Audible.
That's not Grave Encounters. That's a fucking
That
movie.
Is the name of his book, goddammit.
It's called Grave Suspicion. Grave
Whatever.
Encounters is a movie.
Fuck you.
And a pretty good one at that.
Yeah, it's like one of six movies that you've watched horror-wise in the last 50 years. And you're like, oh, Grave Encounters.
Like I really know the name of his fucking books, yo.
You thought it was for sure. You were pretty sure you were right.
I was just blabbing.
Had
diarrhea of the mouth.
Aaron Mankey, knock it off. All right? This is not working for you, bud.
Whatever.
All right, Dr. Dark, you done with your Aaron Mankey impersonation? It's time to go.
For now.
All right, it's time to go. All right, we're out of here. We'll be back next week.
See you next time, folks. You'll get the transcript online. Join the Facebook group. Send us an email.
This Saturday, be here. We watching a movie with motherfucking dinosaurs.
That's all he'll tell us. That's all he'll tell us.
Seven. I already know what it is.
It's gonna be great.
You already know
what
it
is?
I bet.
Yes,
you
I do.
I know what it is.
I'll let you guess off air.
Okay, I ain't gonna guess now.
Dude, I know what it is.
I know what it is.
I know what it is too. I know what it is.
There's only so many. I mean, really.
I know what it is. I know.
All right.
Bye, so
fucks.
We'll catch you guys. Oh wait, where's the Zoobly Zoo so we can end and everyone go watch the Zoobly Zoo that Russell C posted, because then you'll see Dr. Dark as the lion, the tiger guy. All right, we're out of here. We'll be back next week. And don't forget October.
That was Ben Vereen, I think.
Bye.
Bye.
Zoobly Zoo. Zoobly Zoo.
I wish I had a gun, I'd blow my head off.
look at him playing that saxophone.
I still believe
in Zoobly Zoo.
I still believe in Zoobly Zoo.
Where's Dart? Here he comes. There he is. That's Dart. That's kind of a little bit of you too.
Canceling regular show.
They all look like Dark. Especially, the kangaroo is you.
I'd fuck her in her pouch.
There's Mark the cockatoo.
I bet you've seen a cockatoo.
I bet you've seen that big old black cockatoo. Whoa. Hold on one second. Who was that guest starring? Nope. Go back a little bit. Hold on. Somebody's guest starring on this shit. Now I gotta see who
that
was.
You went to the exact same spot, dickhead.
Is it DMX? Motherfucker!
Special guest star Bubbles the Chimp. That's who I thought it was. Michael Jackson's motherfucking monkey was on this shit. I knew I saw something that I recognized. That's crazy. All right, we're out of here. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.